Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, let me turn down my radio. Cool. Echo, though.
Echo.
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 Echo. Echo. Oh, not bad. Oh, I'm sorry that I came on right after your depressed woman was on, your caller. Why was she crying?
She hasn't been able to find someone who's willing to admit that they agree with her, that this war is a ghastly disaster and a put-up job. At the moment, Brooke feels very alone and isolated, and she's trying to overcome her alienation. So,
I initially thought that I thought maybe she was depressed because she couldn't guess the secret sound on the Don and Mike show, when in fact it was probably her douchebag hitting the floor.
No, actually, what she heard was you, douchebag.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. Can I ask you to listen? Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Hold on a second. Hold on there on the phone. Miss Bobby, are you going to watch this tape? Come here, Miss Bobby. Hold
Hi, Miss Bobby.
Come here, Miss Bobby. Now, everybody, you heard Miss Bobby do the commercials for our last Las Vegas-style show.
Let's give Miss Bobby a round of applause. Miss Bobby is a very powerful woman here at the radio station.
She runs the radio station.
She really does. I mean, everybody says that. I mean, there may be general managers that occasionally walk through the hallways, but the real center of power at this facility is
right
this
here.
Woman.
Are you going to watch tape with us?
I think so.
All right, who else is here? Oh, Timmy Obibene, the Nigerian Nightmare. Come
Hi,
on
Timmy.
Up, Timmy. Hi, Timmy.
Hi,
come on up. Hi, Timmy. This will be nothing you haven't seen before, Tim.
Oh, no.
As a matter of fact, you might have directed that first scene. Yeah. I think this is nothing that won't be going on in Timmy's apartment tonight.
And, of course, Big Gum Jim. Hey, Big Gum Jim.
Hello.
Big Gum Jim.
And Big Gum Jim, I wouldn't be surprised if he has the entire video collection already at home.
Well, hello. Listen, what did you want? Hi. Hello, you.
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Howdy,
Mike.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I got a small collection of Asian videos, and I heard y'all talking about one. I'm at work. I'm in and out of the room, and I didn't know the name of it. I may have it.
We're watching one called Messy Girls.
Yeah. I heard y'all talking about that one. Sounds like a good one.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I tell you, that's a great video. You go down a video story on point. Go click, 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 click.
Okay. Here we go. Back to the movie. Now, this one, to set this up, guys, for Bobby and Timmy and Jimmy. These are going to be two girls that we believe are in a fruit cocktail scene together.
This is what they really advertise in the tape catalog.
Here we go. I just push play. And, yes, indeed, Mike, this is the fruit cocktail scene.
I think what it looks to me is like several women just enjoying a little nutrition. Oh, look at how they're feeding each other.
And look, they got like peaches smeared all over their face. And
you know, even with the fruit cocktail, they still had time to wear eye makeup.
look at that mess they're laying on, though.
Now there seems to be... Oh, that's the cameraman. That's isn't he a lovely looking guy?
Oh, now look at that. One girl's like rubbing her face in fruit cocktail. She's rubbing her ass in fruit cocktail now. Who selected this music?
I'm not sure. Now, she's squeezing some sort of fruit. What is the fruit that... Is that like a little pomegranate?
I don't know.
Oh, dear.
But whatever it is, it has juice coming out of it.
And I will tell you, this is messy.
These are messy girls.
No
doubt about it.
I wish we could keep perv pops out of the video, though.
Yeah,
that's really taking away from my enjoyment.
There is a second photographer, although everything we've seen to this point has just been one camera shot.
Right. I guess they didn't use the material from Hank Hill over there taking the video.
And now it looks like what they did was they took like 25 cans of fruit cocktail and there's like little pieces of fruit all over the ground.
I'm telling you, I'm getting real angry at this old man with the camera that's wearing the purple t-shirt.
And they are rubbing these small bits of pineapple, cherry, and kiwi fruit all over each other.
And it looks to me that they're on top of some kind of plastic tarp.
And now she's like squeezing an orange in the other girl's head. Oh, now that's...
Uh-oh,
nasty.
Now we're sampling the forbidden fruit.
Nasty. All right, let me pause it for a moment and
get some commentary,
some feedback. Let's start with Miss Bobby Hollingsworth, our business manager. Bobby, what do you think of what you've seen thus far in Messy Girls?
It's very messy.
Very messy?
It actually looks like somebody vomited in the rolling.
Okay, thank you, Bobby.
Thank you, Miss Bobby.
That was very nice. Timmy, your thoughts on this scene in Messy Girls?
Especially like what I'm seeing right now. You know, you posted it at my favorite moment right
there. There you go. I agree, Timmy. I agree.
Big Gum Jim? Or Big Gum Jimmy?
I have to agree with Mike. The other guy in there takes away from it so much.
Yes.
But with Timmy, the pause scene is very nice.
That's right. All right, then let's go to the next scene. Let me just fast forward here.
Now, Dom, we have pizza dough. We have fruit cocktail. Wasn't there somebody dripping in latex? I remember you
there's
saying
honey,
that.
Chocolate, and... Hold on, let me get it going again. There's honey, chocolate, and whipped cream.
A woman got up on the stage and covered herself with chocolate.
And Simone gets slippery with fruit juice. So what we're going to do now is fast forward. We're fasting forward through the fruit cocktail. Oh, look at them. Now they're eating a fruit cocktail.
Yes.
Mmm, yum, yum.
This is
Well, at least we seem to be at a part in the movie where the photographer is not on camera a lot.
And it's nice to see that they're not wasting the fruit cocktail, that they're enjoying. Oh, there's some grapes.
Every
grapes.
Nook and cranny.
I wonder who this woman's hairdresser is on the left.
Now they're feeding each other Grace Bizarro. That's who her hairdresser is.
That is a lovely do.
Jesus.
Now, this lady seems to be enjoying herself.
Well, they both seem to be enjoying it a lot more than the pizza dough girl.
Oh, here we go. That's something new.
Oh, right now.
This lady's in the tub and she's got all sorts of.
All right, now she's standing in the shower and she has. This is a can of honey.
This is another lady that looks like she's enjoying herself.
And she's just turned the shower on and she's going to.
Oh, it's chocolate. No, it's honey.
That's honey, Mike. It says honey on the can.
And honey, I miss you.
She is pouring honey on her ass, pouring it on her chest. Now she's laughing. Yes, it's silly what you're doing.
She's got lovely, natural red hair.
Oh, and look, her nipples are pierced.
Oh, they
you
are.
See that?
Yes.
She's got like big hoop earrings in there.
And a tattoo of a spider right above her landing strip.
And again, I got to ask, who picks the music for this thing? Who could possibly... Well, first off, who could possibly get aroused by this?
Perhaps the producers of the film, Don. Big Gum Jim has just raised his hand in answer to who could get aroused.
Who could get aroused by this, Jim?
Don, I'd like to say with the pierced nipples and the spider tattoo, this is a naughty girl.
It'll be money. All right, now here comes...
What's next?
What are these, olives? It looks like olives. She's got a can of olives, I think.
Well, I hope she's not mixing vegetables and fruit. I mean, come on.
All right, now there's... She's squeezing the olives. Oh, this is... Hold on. No, it's fruit cocktail.
Cocktail.
It's Del Monte fruit cocktail.
Well, see, that goes along with the honey. I think that's okay. If those were olives, I was going to be grossed out.
Now she's squeezing the fruit. Oh, look at it. She's making faces. Yes,
even
honey,
she is grossed out.
This is gross. That's right, but rub it all over yourself. Oh, she got a nice landing strip.
You know, I just noticed that that tattoo, there's also a spider web coming out of the spider. If you look closely at the tattoo.
I will check it out. All right, now she's done with the fruit cocktail. There you go. She got every last little bit on her now.
Isn't that like the little spider web coming
out
of there?
The spider web is connected to her landing strip.
Spider web connected to the landing strip.
All right, now she's just kind of massaging it all in.
Is anyone like me looking forward to the chocolate?
Well, she has a big container of Hershey syrup there, Mike.
Kind of looking forward to that part.
All right, now she's, like, putting her feet in it, making an oogie mess.
Here comes the chocolate.
Look at the tub. It does look like somebody threw up in the tub.
There's the chocolate.
All right, now she's got the big thing of Hershey syrup.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I have to applaud.
You know what she looks like now? She looks like one of those plates when you go to a fancy restaurant when they just like, it looks like doodle art on the side of your plate.
The presentation, Don.
Yeah.
The presentation for the great meal.
Oh. Now she's pouring chocolate sauce all over herself.
Naughty girl.
Oh, she won't get her face, but there she goes.
Oh, that grinds
it. She grows with her teeth.
Yeah, the teeth. You know, why did you keep the mouth closed?
You know, when they did the original movie Psycho in black and white.
That's right.
They used Hershey syrup to simulate the blood.
She seems to be enjoying the chocolate part.
She sure is.
Absolutely.
Is she doing that on her ass? There you go.
Oh, yes. She's making a human sundae of herself. Oh, dear.
In case you're just tuning in, we're finally watching the Messy Girls video. Oh, now she's wiping the chocolate syrup all over herself. She had just sprayed it on before.
Yeah, chocolatey goodness.
Now she is messy.
Yeah.
Now she is a mess. Look at her.
She's laughing.
Look at her like, oh, look at me. I'm a mess.
She's laughing.
She's a total mess.
I don't know. You know, I guess everybody's got their own thing. The chocolate.
Here's the whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Whipped cream on her boobs.
Hey!
There you go. And down there, yes.
Near the spider web.
And on her butt. And now she's going to try to rub that in.
Okay. Oh, she got a little violent with the whipped cream there. All right. There we go. All right.
In your mouth? Is that what she's going to do now? She's going to put some in her mouth? Yep, there she goes.
And there she goes.
And then she spit it out, and now she's rubbing it into her body.
I'm getting a little queasy watching this. You know, maybe it turns certain people on. I don't know.
This is gross.
It is gross.
Now she's got more of the whipped cream. If you're just tuning in, we're watching our Messy Girls video. We're watching a woman standing in a tub.
You know,
and now she's really making a mess.
Don, it's gross, but I think if you were with the right person in the tub, it could be fun.
Speak for yourself.
I am. I am speaking totally for myself.
All right, I'm going to fast forward to the next exciting installment.
Hey, Laura, I'll be stopping by the Giant on the
way. Oh, wait, hold on. What is this? Hold on, tomato paste.
Oh, now see, that ruins it for me. That ruins it.
Tomato paste. She just put an entire can of tomato paste on her head.
And that doesn't go together.
Oh, now that is good. That's funny. Jesus Christ, she is a mess.
We are total opposites. I think that's disgusting.
I think it's funny. That's the first time I've really laughed. Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Oh, what's she doing now? What is this?
What does she have?
It looks... Oh, it's SpaghettiOs! SpaghettiOs! Oh, now it's SpaghettiOs all over her.
Oh, my God.
This is funny. Now, this is funny. Now we're getting somewhere.
You didn't like the chocolate, but you like this, huh?
Oh, this is hilarious. Look at her.
She's covered in chocolate whipped cream.
She looks like the inside of Rob Spiewak's stomach.
Fruit cocktail, SpaghettiOs, and tomato sauce.
All right, what's next? She still has more items to go. I'm not going to fast forward past this. I'm going to have to stay with this.
She's got bananas and champagne.
And milk. Now she's going to do milk. Yeah, she's talking to the camera. I wish we could hear what she was saying.
You know what she's saying? She's saying,
hello! And here goes the milk over her head,
taking a little milk shampoo.
And she just put that on her hair. That's all she did with that.
I'm beginning to wonder how that might smell with the chocolate sauce and the tomato sauce.
And the paste. Tomato paste. SpaghettiOs. Now we're off to the next scene.
Oh, dear.
This is some gross-looking woman who's got her entire head shaved.
Everything pierced.
Oh, my God.
Covered with hideous tattoos. She is gross with a capital G.
What is she doing? What is she doing to her head?
I don't know. She's got tattoos on her head.
Oh.
Ah. What is she doing?
Oh, but we switched the music now. They've gone to a kind of an African beat.
What is she doing?
Is she putting Band-Aids on her head?
What is she doing?
I know. She's attaching devil horns to her head.
Oh, God.
See? She's like glued devil horns on her head, which is shaved.
It's Charlie's sister.
Now she's going to spray paint her head. Is that spray paint?
It's great-looking hair.
Yeah, she's doing like the Larry King paint your bald spot thing. See?
Okay, now this is interesting. She's gross, but it's interesting. Now,
and now she's spray painting her body.
Spray painting her whole body.
Ew.
Boy, she is nasty looking. She's just plain nasty looking.
Well, this doesn't do anything for me. Now her body looks like an overpass on South Capitol Street. But she got like bad paint graffiti all over her body.
Now those stars, are those the stars on her arms?
Those are tattoos, I think.
Well, I think so too.
Those are tattoos, I think.
Yellow.
What was that? What was that, Jimmy?
There's yellow in the toilet bowl back there.
All right, hold on. Let me back up. Jimmy McClure just noticed that there was...
Jim McClure with the evil, sick eye.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on. Point it out, Jimmy. Point it out. Did I miss it?
You got to fast forward.
Hold on.
You got to rewind a little bit.
Rewind a little bit. Wait a minute. Hold on. Rewind. Up. He's right. He's right. He's right. There's... Did you not see it, Mike? Hold on.
No.
I'll rewind it again. Did you see it right there? Wait, look. To the left.
Fast.
Right there.
Oh, God.
Did you see it?
Oh, God.
The toilet is full of yellow water.
No need when you're doing your video presentation to flush.
Oh, God. All right, I'm going to fast forward past this a little bit.
Yeah, she's got that. Well, she put some newspaper down.
there's
a shot of the bowl.
Okay, did you see it?
Yes, I did. Oh, this is...
She's spray painting her legs now.
All right.
Well, she's like spray painting her whole body. This is getting old.
Yeah, boring.
Let's see. All right, is she looking at herself in the mirror? Yeah, she looked very nice.
Oh, yes, she's very happy with that.
Paint it up nice.
Time to go to the party.
All right, come on, enough. Let's get to the next scene.
Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, the lady didn't even get to the champagne in the tub before, but we can watch this woman do a mural on her body.
Well, you know, actually, she's quite good looking. She's doing different colors and stuff now. She looks like a leopard now.
Well, what she's going to do, she's appearing later on in the Broadway musical Cats.
Thank you, boys, and Miss Bobby. Everybody came in to watch that segment with us.
Hope everybody had a good time.
Ooh. Okay, well, there's still more. I think we're not even halfway through the tape yet.
Just like Johnny Carson, more to come.
Messy Girls, we'll be right back. Now we're back to the spray painter.
Now she is doing a nice creative little body painting thing.
Yeah, she's painted her body black and blue and now red. Oh, she's got those devil horns. And as Big Gum Jim pointed out, there's the odd yellow liquid that's in her toilet.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to fast forward, okay?
That's good. I'm going to
fast forward past the girl painting her body.
I'm tired of her. You know, if you're going to make a video, please flush first.
Right. And there she is. She's still painting.
God, this is a long one with her painting herself.
I wonder what Hubie Brown would have thought of this tape.
He would have probably suspended us for 3 days.
Yeah. He's a hard ass man.
Yeah, well, that's the way you got to be, I think. Be a successful coach. Oh, now she's spray painting her head.
And her face. But her whole body. She looks like she could be in that show Cats. You know, midnight and the kitties are sleeping.
Cats with devil horns. Maybe those are ears.
Right now, she's having sex.
So it's been giving a lot of time to her. That's
all going
sure.
by so fast. Who would get turned on by this?
I don't know.
Big well, all right, Jim. Or maybe Wendell, the engineer. But beyond that, I don't know.
This is really taking a long time.
This is tedious. This is tedious when you're watching it and fast forward, man.
It's ponderous, man.
I don't know which is more tedious, listening to Hubie Brown talk about the NBA or watching this girl paint herself and fast forward.
It appears to be another woman who is spray painting her.
All right, well, now she's done. I mean, there's not an inch on her body that's not paint now.
I guess she's ready to go to the party.
Meow.
Now she's doing her face.
Oh, she put her hand over her eyes.
Yeah, I think she just... Hey, wait, rewind that, because I think she hurt her eyes.
I think she
spray painted her eyes, and that hurt her. You know when she was waving her hand in front of her face?
Well, I keep pressing the wrong button.
To rewind it more?
Yeah, because she gave herself a blast in the eye.
All right, hold on.
I know, it's not a turn-on. It was just kind of funny. When she shakes her hand, they're right before that.
All right, right
here?
Yep.
You're right. She just painted right in her eye.
Mm.
She goes, ah.
Oh, ow. Ow.
All right, back to the fast forwards.
That wasn't as good as I thought it was. It's just kind of a disappointment.
Well, this whole segment is a disappointment. This whole segment with the woman painting her body.
Yeah.
This has no place in the Messy Girls video.
No, it doesn't. It's not right.
This doesn't deserve to be in Messy Girls video.
They were just filling tape.
But she's totally painted now.
Okay.
Very nice. Go to
very
the prom.
Good. Very nice.
Let's see the next one now. Come on.
Why are they lingering on this?
I guess it's because they have to fill an hour on the videotape. Oh, now we're watching her apply makeup to the
please.
Spots that don't have paint.
Come on.
Boo.
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 Boo!
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 Boo! Not right!
Oh, now
now she's dancing.
Oh, man, this is a...
Jesus
oh, wait a
Christ.
Minute.
Wait a minute. What? She has something on. She's wearing something, Don.
What? Let me see.
You didn't see that? Maybe she'll turn around.
An appendage? Does she have a strap on?
Yes.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
It's comedy.
I don't want to see that.
Could it be any more slow moving? Oh, no. Lovely smile.
Yeah, nice smile. That's right. You're on TV, honey.
Oh, you're right. Okay,
you're right. You're right. She's wearing a big strap on.
The big smile.
Jesus.
How weird can it get?
Jesus.
How weird. Kinkorama.
Okay, now she's playing with the thing that she has strapped onto her waist.
Unbelievable.
We're looking at a woman who has spray painted her entire body. It looks almost camouflage. It's black and green and blue.
What would Jesse Helms say?
All right. Come on. Hurry.
Boo!
Don't we have like a double fast forward
boo!
On this thing?
Boo!
I can't believe this. We had to waste all the time watching the girl paint herself. Oh, here we go.
Right now, something new. It's a birthday cake.
And somebody has just, with icing, they have written the F word on top of the cake.
F me. That's what it says on the cake.
Oh, it's... Oh, now, hold on. Let me just stop it for a minute. This is gross.
This is
a naked woman dressed like a clown.
Her fun bags are exposed.
This is a woman with breasts sticking out, and other than that, she is dressed like Ronald McDonald.
That's right.
And she's got a big cake, and she's just written F me on the cake.
There she is.
Okay, play. Here we go.
And there's her friend... Wait, is that a guy? No, it's a... Now they're playing with the cake.
All right. There's the clown is now... The clown with the boobs just put a piece of cake in a girl's mouth, a girl with a bikini on.
These are not the best-looking women I've ever seen.
She's licking the knife, and now she's rubbing, like, whipped cream on her face.
They appear to be having a wonderful time. Hey, at least they got the appropriate music.
It's somebody's birthday, Mike. It's not a birthday party for me. Oh, someone's being tied up now.
Hear the carnival music?
Well, if they got the right music in this circumstance, who picked the East Indian music that we heard earlier?
I'm not sure.
Now she's being tied to a chair. The clown is tying the other girl to a chair.
Piggo the clown.
And you know what, Mike? Those might not be boobs.
They might be falsies.
I think that those are balloons.
Oh, I think you're right.
I think those are balloons that the clown is wearing.
No, I don't think so. Those are real.
Oh, no, you're right. Oh, because she's pouring water all over them now.
Piggo the clown.
What the... The other girl is a mess.
Yeah, and the...
There's no doubt about it.
Piggo has red tape pasties on.
And now the clown, the naked clown, has a banana. She's...
Yeah, why use the... She just took a big bite of the banana.
Yeah, she did. And they're both like, covered with water and cake.
And they're just stinky sloppy is what they are. She is really not an attractive lady.
And now they're just eating a banana.
Right. Now she's pouring, like, mineral water.
Club soda. She's pouring club soda in the girl's mouth.
They're having a marvelous time. They're laughing quite a bit.
Now she's wearing, like, a ballerina's outfit.
Isn't that an attractive tattoo on her back, too?
Oh, she's having her sit on the cake.
She's sitting on the cake.
She's going to have her sit on the cake.
Taking a turn for the better.
All right, finally we're getting somewhere. Okay, sit on the cake.
She's sitting on the cake.
Here you go. She is...
Enjoy your cake.
Now we're finally getting somewhere.
Oh, she's cutting the cake.
While the girl is sitting on the cake, she's cutting the cake. She's very careful with that. Now she has a piece of the cake.
Taking a big piece of the cake.
And what is she going to do with it? She's just making now she's wiping.
She's wiping it on her thighs.
She's wiping the cake all over the lady's thigh. Now the clown is eating the cake. She's looking at the camera saying, this is good.
She looks like Cher on steroids.
Meanwhile, the other woman that's dressed in the ballet outfit, she's just sitting on a giant birthday cake up on a kitchen table.
Now she's wiping some of the cake into the rolls of fat on her belly.
Now she's licking it off.
Oh, she's eating the cake.
She's eating the cake off the lady's thighs.
Isn't she pretty, though?
This is like a nightmare, isn't it, this face?
You would have to seriously have something wrong with you to get turned on by this.
I bet Joe Ardinger would get turned on by this thing.
Oh, now we're back to another woman who looks... Oh, isn't she pretty?
Oh, God. Damn, scary, look like Billy Idol. This is a lady, and she's got...
She's got colanders. like steamers, vegetable steamers over her breast.
I thought that she had like hubcaps on her chest, but you're right, Mike. And she's now naked, and now we're seeing her play. That is an electrical outlet that she has down by her most intimate of places.
What is she doing?
That is a blender. Well, she has a blender.
What is this?
It looks like a robot.
Robot.
She has made some kind of a robot.
What is this device?
I don't know. You know, this tape has gone from boring to interesting right away.
It has, but look at that dude. What?
Now she is making some kind of a mess in her blender. She's using an electric blender.
What is she up to?
It's not plugged into her intimate area, is it?
I don't think so.
What was she doing with the extension cord there?
I don't know. She's covered with all sorts of stuff.
But, you know,
the hairdo is just killing me.
All right, I'll go fast forward.
We'll just go fast forward. We'll just see what she does now.
All right, that's a big D-I-L-D-O.
Right.
That she's got there.
Ugh.
Yeah, gross.
You can't imagine how gross this tape is. We got to show this on our next Las Vegas style show.
Reenacting a scene from Whores in Space.
And you're right. She has like kitchen products all over her body.
And a hairdo that's just so gross, so weird, shaved head, like red clown hair.
And for whatever reason, she got this blender on top of these other electrical appliances made to look like the Lost in Space robot.
Would you agree that this may be the video we want to show at the Las Vegas style show?
And then look, she's a contortionist.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that. Double jointed.
Look at that. Now she's working. Apparently she has some kind of a jackhammer between her legs now.
Oh, my God.
And she's a contortionist because she just had her leg all the way up over her shoulder.
And I think we should point out she has a pierced tongue also.
All right, now she took the top off.
Now she's got another device.
What is it? That is a vacuum, two vacuum cleaner hoses that she has hooked up to her breasts.
Yes, I would say that this is interesting.
The suction
is attached to her breast.
Yes.
Breasts, plural.
Oh, God.
It's just tough for me to get by that nasty face of hers.
Okay, I'm going to fast forward again. We're going to fast forward.
She's got all sorts of devices, though.
Oh, my God.
There, oh, yes.
There, she just pulled the two vacuum hoses off her breasts.
Fun in the apartment.
Okay, now she's laying down. She's going, oh, look at me. Look at the pretty girl. Look at me. I have vacuum hoses on my breast.
And I'll tell you, she does look like she's seen the sun for about 18 years.
And I have a blender attached to my private area.
Fascinating.
I mean, I'm not making this up.
She's got a blender and some sort of tube. I don't know what it is. It is
Jesus Christ.
Pinko-rama. Man.
And she's got that big extension cord out again now.
Well, she's plugging it back into the blender.
And apparently the other end is going into her place. You see that?
She seems to be having a good time.
It appears to be some kind of vibrant. Okay, here we go.
All right, we've got something else.
All right, now this, let me pause it right here and set this up. Now we're getting real audio. We're not getting a music. Apparently, there are women that are going to jump into mud. This appears to be at some kind of a biker rally or something. Okay, because there are a bunch of fat guys that are throwing $1 bills into a big mud pile.
Okay.
Okay? All right, let's see.
Seems to be some sort of biker rally.
There's a girl taking her clothes off now. She's down to a bathing suit.
Yes.
Sitting on the ground taking her jeans off. Hey, classy lady.
She's a lovely looking lady, too.
What a pig.
She looks like she's been to a few. Ah, there you go. Lovely bikini.
Now let's see what she's going to do.
All right. Is this some sort of wrestling match?
I don't know.
What is she? What is it mud? Yeah, it's mud. Mud and dollar bills, Don.
This looks like a biker convention, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely does.
I guess that these girls are going to wrestle in the mud.
There they go.
Oh, my God.
Little mud wrestling.
Whoa, she's down.
They're in the mud pit.
All right, she's down.
Look at the guys. Look at the bikers. There they go. They're wrestling. Flowers for a classy lady.
All right, I'm going to fast forward. I've seen about enough of that.
Yes, sirree. This is like they found this in somebody's garage.
You know, let me give you another secret word right now. The next secret word is big.
Big.
Big. You're playing the secret word game today with us for the DVD player.
Mm-hmm.
The next word is big. And we're just going to fast forward to the next installment. And then I think we're going to be done with the Nasty Girls video. I mean, the Messy Girls video.
Now, there was something about dripping in latex. I'm not sure whether it was that last girl or whether it's this. They're obviously going to show us the entire wrestling. You know, it is much better fast-forwarded.
These girls are really fighting each other, too.
They are. They don't seem to like each
They're
other.
They're pushing each other down.
Little knee to the stomach there.
And there, we might have a pin.
Now, let's look at the...
We have a winner, Mike. The girl with the clothes on is the winner.
Johnny Biker, the referee.
All right, now she's lifted up her shirt.
Yeah,
thank
gave
you.
A little flash.
Thanks for showing us that.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed it.
All right, what's the next segment? What's the next segment?
I tell you, you see a lot better at a Donna Mike Las Vegas style show. I'll tell
Amen.
You that right now.
And now they're picking the dollar bills out of the mud.
Yeah, take them home to give them a bath. There, another flash for the camera.
There you go.
Biker
Look
chick.
At, she has a gigantic pile of muddy $1 bills.
Isn't she happy? Yes, thanks a lot, honey.
That's right.
Happy day.
You maybe made $5 today, honey.
Oh,
here's another girl.
Oh,
moo.
These are not quality.
These girls take their tops off.
They are. They're
like cows, man.
Lovely bathing suit, too.
Oh, and now we're seeing her most intimate of areas.
Thanks so much.
This is another wrestling match?
She must be sister of Piggo the Clown.
Okay, all right, listen, enough.
All right, there it is, the Messy Girls.
Messy Girls video.
Messy Girls.
Let me take it out of the machine and see how much we didn't see.
Okay.
Where is the eject?
The eject button on our
stop eject
Zenith television.
All right, I'll wait now. Let me see how much.
Hope they didn't save the less
we,
than the best for last.
Watched a lot of.
Well, it looks like we saw almost all of them. Look at, there's only that much left. There's only that much left.
That's Messy Girls, Don. That's Messy, a Quinn Martin production.
Messy Girls, you asked for it, and we wasted $50 on that. So there.
Is that
you
how
go.
Much that thing cost? $50?
Yeah, $49.95,
oh,
Mike.
Oh, you can do better than that.
And thank you. That is, of course, Charles Gatewood's Messy Girls.
Charles
the director puts his name on the top of Charles Gatewood's Messy Girls.
Probably not a director as much as a collector.
All right. Thank you, Charles Gatewood. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
May I help you, sir?
How much for order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
Right on. One order. One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, take this up. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, the cup. Pour it in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl man. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100?
The Don and Mike Show. Did you wash your ass today? Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's movie time. Hey, but before we watch the movie Messy Girls, I did want to share with you some of the other titles that we're thinking about ordering.
To add to the collection?
Yeah, because when we got this catalog...
Yes.
You know, what happened was, a couple of days ago, I was reading in the Washington Post... an article about tattooing.
Mm-hmm.
And buried in this article about tattooing was a one-line mention about tattoo magazines.
Yes. Right.
And they said that in the back of these magazines, they have all kinds of kooky, crazy ads. And one of the ads said, you can buy a videotape that has naked girls rolling around a fruit cocktail.
That videotape, Messy Girls, is now in our hot little hands.
Right. So we got on the radio. We said, hey, anybody know of this magazine? And finally, somebody called in. I think a guy from New Mexico called in and said, yeah, he's got the magazine. Gave us a phone number. We called. We ordered the tape. We got it. And they sent us a catalog.
And I'd like to compliment the the carriers, the mail carriers, the express people, the delivery people. We always seem to do well getting stuff very quickly. It was only one day late, and we have our Messy Girls video.
Well, it's because we didn't want to pay,
right?
You know, the extra money to have it overnighted.
Absolutely.
Quite a few titles in this catalog
are too gross even for us.
Yeah, very much so. You were reading one to me in the office that I just thought was gross with a capital G.
Now, there's two whole pages of painless steel videos.
Oh.
And these are genitals that have been pierced.
Mm.
As you can see, Mike, there's many, many pictures here that I'll show you from the catalog.
That is, people get into that.
Let me see. Here's one called Painless Steel Tattoo Expo.
Mm-hmm.
This video was recently ruled obscene in Britain. And Mr. Sebastian, the famous piercing pro, was jailed for crimes against nature.
Oh, my God.
Now, you can judge for yourself. Part two of the program features Tattoo Expo at London's Hammersmith Palace. See erotic body piercing, sexy tattooed ladies, and more. This forbidden import is a must for collectors.
You know, very clever copywriters at the catalog factory.
Then you go to Painless Steel Part 2, Painless Steel Part 3, Painless Steel Part 4.
God.
Wow, Seductive Simone's wild labia piercings.
Oh, my.
Lovely Laura's double hood piercings.
Oh, my.
Beautiful Betty's stainless rings of steel.
Oh, wow.
See hot nipple and genital piercings being performed in close-up detail. Watch sexy Mistress Shane pierce her helpless slave in a shocking scene that will fry your eyeballs.
Oh, my God.
See naked Joanne pierce amazing Annabelle's nipples with 16 shiny needles.
Yeah.
Tour Kinky Claire's amazing decorated body. See Tanya's unbelievable genital piercings.
Kinky Claire. That sounds like something Rob would have in Match Game.
Then you have, let me see, Luscious Lissy, Awesome Amy exhibiting their beautifully decorated bodies. All right, let me go to the next page.
Kinky Claire is popular around the office.
And it's more exotic tattooing and body piercing. And then you have Forbidden Photographs, the video. Manhattan's Sexual Underground, the Hellfire Club, Forbidden Tattoos, Pierced Genitals, Spider Web, Annie Sprinkle.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to, okay, now we're going to get to the really awful ones.
Oh, no.
Fangs of Steel.
Oh, what is that? I don't even like the sound of that.
See Alexis, a totally cute 19-year-old girl, tattooed and pierced, showing off. Then watch a sexy montage of flaming nipples. And I think they mean that literally.
Oh, my God.
Unusual fetish piercings, female shaving, and bizarre S&M play. After which, awesome Mistress Shane pierces her nipples again and again.
Oh, my
okay?
God. There's a market for it.
Then you go to the next page. And it's Weird America, Weird Amsterdam, Weird Thailand.
Amsterdam, that's where Rudy just came back from.
All right, well, I'll read you Weird Amsterdam.
Okay.
Yow! Exclamation. How weird is weird? See for yourself. Join Hurricane Martha on this bawdy romp through Europe's capital of sex. See the Sex Museum, the Tattoo Museum, strange underground clubs, topless blondes, amazing Astrid showing her queen-size pierced nipples. This video is shocking.
Amazing Astrid. I love the names bawdy.
B-A-W-D-Y.
Anytime I use the word bawdy in one of these catalogs, bawdy, they make it sound like so Wild West.
Then you've got Weird Thailand.
Ah, Thailand.
Kapow. See a sizzling sex show. See primitive piercing rituals. Exotic erotic Bangkok. Sin City of Asia. Plus, spinning cobras, Stone Age hill tribes, forbidden shopping, and more.
Wow. Who are the spinning cobras? Are they talking about real snakes?
I don't know.
Man, man, that is one weird catalog.
Then you've got Weird Spring Break, Weird Mardi Gras, Weird New York, and then you get to the page that our video is on, right. The one we purchased, Messy Girls. That's followed by Shaved.
Shaved. That is the name of the video, simply Shaved.
Shaved exclamation point. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's Shaved.
Shaved.
Yes, beautiful Bambi is bound and her perfect dancer's body is completely shaved, dripping and naked by several fetish girls. Watch as they caress all over and towel spank her perfect ass.
Then after she is shaved, all of her thick hair is cut and her head is shaved completely bald.
God, weird. Oh, my.
All right. Then you've got, let me see, Body Shock, Falcon, Postmodern Primitives, The Obvious, Sex and Violence, Tattoo Magic, Tattoo San Francisco, Tattoo for Bikers, Erotic Blood Rituals. I mean, there's tons of scary stuff in this catalog.
Very, very scary.
And I know that there are people listening to us right now, especially those of you on the West Coast, because I know the West Coast is freakier than the East Coast, that have already got these tapes. Matter of fact, some of our listeners are probably in these tapes.
Yeah, they've got them all right, because, there's the Pacific Ocean. The crazies can't go any further.
So I think we're going to start with, of course, we'll start with Messy Girl, since we've got that one already.
And you thinking about getting an entire collection?
Well, I'm thinking about, I think Weird Spring Break might be fun.
The stuff with the piercings, that doesn't do it for
me. I'm not into that.
No.
But listen to Weird Spring Break. See hordes of horny college girls invade Florida's beaches in search of sun, suds, and sex. Wet t-shirt contest, chug-a-lug pool parties, Fort Lauderdale nude madness, naked wild Daytona Beach, teeny bikinis and hot weenies. Hilarious, show us your tea interviews.
Yeah, now that's right up our alley.
Excellent. I like that. Weird New York. Yow. See Otter's outrageous sex show. Bizarre genital stretching.
Oh.
See the human dartboard.
Oh. It's like the freak show.
Watch amazing Angelica flog her helpless submissive raw. Plus, Pain Proof's freak show. Naked vampire tattoos. Annie Sprinkle shows her talent.
There's Annie Sprinkle again.
And much more. This video is shocking and eye-popping. You'll love it. Grab it now.
I wonder if Annie Sprinkle is any relation to the amazing Astrid. She was in Amsterdam, don't you know?
And then
I wonder if Rudy met amazing Astrid.
Yeah, I bet Rudy's probably got the whole catalog.
We got Weird San Francisco.
Weird San Francisco.
Is San Francisco America's weirdest city? See this unbelievable video and decide for yourself. Featuring female sadist in an S&M dungeon. Pierced genitals, tattooed breasts, sexy mistress, $100 an hour hooker tells all, plus strange bohemians, punks, sword swallowers, performance artists, and sizzling underground scenes that will leave you gasping for more.
Ladies and gentlemen, wow, this is quite the circus atmosphere.
It is. And then, of course, Messy Girls, which is what we'll be watching.
Ah, Messy Girls.
Pow! See Eve and Bridget get sexy and slimy fruit cocktail. See blindfolded Patty rolling naked in sticky pizza dough.
That's the one I'm looking forward to.
Watch as beautiful Toby pours honey, chocolate, and whipped cream on her perfect body.
Toby!
See Bambi drip liquid latex and Simone get slippery with fruit juice.
Now, the dripping latex, that's going to be interesting, too.
All right, well, we've got it. Let's start it. Let's not do a commercial. Let's start watching it.
Let's fire it up.
Let's get right to it, please. And
can we bring the lights down a little bit?
Yeah, Robbie, lights down, please.
There it is. Messy Girls.
Messy Girls. They wasted no expense, Mike.
Okay, here we are. Is this the pizza dough?
Oh, hold on, let me...
There you go. Yeah, that's pizza dough.
This is a naked girl.
She's kneading the pizza dough right now with a certain part of her body.
It appears that her hands are tied, and she's on her knees, and she is simply rolling around in a giant pile of pizza dough.
Kind of Arabic music here, isn't it? Does she appear to be enjoying the pizza dough?
Yeah. Look at her. She's happy. She's eating it.
She's eating the pizza dough.
Is that a tutu that she's wearing?
Appears to be.
And you know what? This video is aptly titled, because she is a mess.
You know, she just kind of falls face first into the pizza dough.
Just one more piece of pizza first.
Hey, wake up. She doesn't look like she's... Am I the only one that suspects this woman is not all there?
No, she's getting into it. She's actually, look at her mouthing the dough. Look at her, see?
Arr, 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 arr.
about.
Yes. There is. It's really sick. How about the music? How about that? Yeah. I think she's loaded.
Well, I don't doubt that she's loaded, but I mean, yeah. She's enjoying it. She's not doing this against her will. Except for the fact that their hands are tied behind their back.
Oh, God.
Hey, well, we've got a new video to show at our next Las Vegas-style show.
Here.
Along with the video of Dennis skydiving.
Well, she's really working it.
Look at her work that dough. All right, she's up on her knees now. She's looking at the mess she's made. She's only topless. She's not totally nude. She has panties on.
She looks like, you know, I know she has
glasses on, Mike?
Yeah, she looks like she got horn-rimmed glasses on.
Like Lisa Loeb glasses.
Yeah.
This is
the funniest thing I've ever seen.
God. We are watching Messy Girls. And now she's going to lay back down on the ground.
There she goes.
There she goes back into the dough again. See, she's rubbing it all over her face.
Yeah. Oh. Looks like she's got an itch. Now, some guy just walked right into the shot.
There's not a lot of production value on this tape.
No, and I've got to say that the girl is not doing the greatest choreography I've ever seen.
All right, let me fast forward. Let's fast forward to the next scene. I see she's still rolling around.
There's a lot of this.
Wait a minute. I got to slow it down. Look at her. What's she doing with her legs? Her legs were just spastically kicking out of this big pile of pizza dough.
Weirdest thing I've ever seen. We've seen a lot of weird videos. There's just something about this that is super weird.
All right. How long is they going to have this girl just roll around in the dough? All right. Hold on. Now she's up again. Now she's up. Oh, is she going to throw up? Did it look like she's going to throw up there? Let me rewind it for a minute.
Yep.
Hold on. Take a look. Right there. No, I guess not. Up. She just spits some out. She is topless. She is covered with pizza dough.
Yes. Now she looks like she's pausing a moment to think.
And now she's saying something to the cameraman. And now she's standing. She's on her feet, Mike.
Barely.
She's up.
Yeah. Looks a little wobbly.
Up.
Oh, here we go. Phase 2.
We're off to the next scene.
These women look a little more awake.
We got the same weird music happening.
Is this for the fruit cocktail?
I don't know. I'm going to stop it right here so we can...
That's the fruit cocktail.
...do a commercial set.
All right.
Okay. Is this somebody on the phone who's got this tape? Some perv? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello. How you doing? This is Dave from Reno.
Hi, Dave.
Am I on the... is this Don or Mike?
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, I just called to tell you an old saying about the Asian video. That the man who goes to Bangkok will end up with a spitting cobra.
Oh, come on, please, you idiot. I thought we had somebody on the phone and actually seen this video.
This is obviously just someone who's been to Bangkok.
Right.
One night in Bangkok and the world's your oyster.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Am I really?
Yeah.
We had a bomb threat at our high school today.
To hit that. Yeah, enough of that.
I deleted that out. Oh, come on. The trench coat mafia calling us.
Please. No, we really
didn't. Hey, all right, enough of that.
Come on, for goodness sakes. I thought we had somebody on the phone. I still think we got one person on one of these lines has actually seen this tape. Hello?
Yeah, is it WGFK?
Oh, I don't think that. I think that whoever said that was just goofing us. Nobody's really seen this. Yes, hello, this is us. Hello.
Yeah, is it Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Yes, hi, who's this?
This is Sean.
Yes, hello, Sean.
Yeah, can I get through to Dunn and Mike?
Sean, you're on the air, you incredible dumbass.
Yeah. Hey, on that tape you're playing there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the music is, that's the Indian music on there.
Hey, way to go, Sean. That's a good thing you just did. You identified the music.
Thank you, Sean.
Brilliant observation, Sean.
All right.
Couldn't have done it without you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, and I just, this is a word to the wise for everybody. If you're going to paint the house, okay, and do that interior painting, make sure you open some windows.
It was obvious that whoever said that they've seen this tape was just goofing us.
That's right.
So let's do a commercial set, and we'll come back, and I think maybe we'll invite some of the boys from the station in.
Oh, good.
To come view the next scene with us.
Yeah, am I right in saying that the next one just looks a little more spicy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spicy.
But I'm in the mood for pizza right now.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Adult motels were never like this. Here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. It's a special place that every modern loving couple is looking for, and it has some extra equipment all its own. Open the door, hook up, switch on, and then blast off for the wildest fun thrills of your life in the Groove Room. Don't be embarrassed. Ask the next pretty and sexy girl you meet to join you in the Groove Room. You'll both never regret it or forget it. Come on, take off your inhibitions and have some fun in the Groove Room. The Groove Room, all new in color and rated X for adults from Independent International. They're flying high from one city to another and one man to another. Bedroom stewardesses. They wake up in some strange place and take the next flight out for more fun and new thrills. They're the girls who've got the class and that sexy wink in their eyes that says hello in a special way. Bedroom stewardesses. The girls who invite you out for a drink, and they've got a wilder imagination than you do. Just relax and let these girls make all the plans. You'll just love it, and they'll just love you all night long. Bedroom stewardesses. Don't miss Bedroom Stewardesses for the sexiest look at the most erotic globe-trotting girls who ever took your special order. Bedroom Stewardesses, rated R for adults. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent International. At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. She starts playing out on the field and then finishes the game inside. The naughty cheerleader. She's just a cute and curvy 16-year-old girl, but oh, what she's thinking and how she turns men on. The naughty cheerleader. She gives her school team their spirit, and when she gets going before the game, there's no stopping her. The naughty cheerleader in her cute school outfit with the tight top and short skirt. Every eye is always on her, and she knows it and loves it. Why don't you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dreams. Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent International.
The Don and Mike Show.
They have very nice teeth. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Say hi to the people that I played golf with today.
Please do.
I had a wonderful, wonderful round. And normally, you know, I play a lot of golf, and I normally don't mention it, but I just wanted to say hi to a family, a father and two sons to that I played golf with today. The Hunts. I played golf with the Hunts. Yeah.
I know what one of them is.
Greg. Name. Greg. Uh-huh. His father, Dick. And his brother Mike.
You mean there's a guy named Dick Hunt and a guy named Mike Hunt?
Dick Hunt and his son Mike Hunt.
That's a cruel family.
That I played golf with. And
you were out with the Hunts today.
I was out with all the Hunts today. Greg, Dick, and Mike Hunt. And we had a fantastic round of golf. And I just wanted to take the opportunity. I had heard a lot about Mike.
You want to salute the Hunts, don't you?
I do. I want a big salute to all three Hunts.
Yeah, I just found out Mike Hunt filled in for me, right?
I think it was a different Mike Hunt that did that, and so it was Mike Hunt, uh-huh, and Dick Hunt, uh-huh, and Greg Hunt, the two brothers and the father, and we just had a really, really good time today.
Somebody in that family was just sitting around with voodoo doll just putting pins in, going, all right, Dad, this is the father's Dick Hunt, the son will be Mike Hunt,
and if you saw Mike Hunt, you would know that I asked permission to say hi to him. Because he is not a guy that you would want to really poked fun at if you saw the guy. If you saw Mike Hunt, he is like, are you familiar with the wrestler Goldberg?
So you're saying that Goldberg looked...
And,
I don't even try to make it.
He does. Mike Hunt is, looks like Goldberg. And the thing is, Dick Hunt doesn't look anything like his two sons.
You know, Goldberg is bald. He is shaved. So are you saying that Mike Hunt is shaved?
It is shaved, yes.
Mike Hunt is bald.
Yes.
Huh. Really? So there's no hair on Mike Hunt.
Now he's going to be getting mad at me. Sorry, Mike. It's he's a big guy, like one of these weightlifter kind of guys.
I think we speak very bad on the show. Everybody here.
Yeah, there you go. I know he'd be happy to hear that.
Thank you, Mike Hunt.
Greg, too, and Dick.
Well, Mike Hunt's in there.
Okay.
You know, Dick Hunt and Greg Hunt, they're okay, but really,
yeah.
There's no beating Mike. How you like the show so far, Portland? Have they canceled us yet?
Yeah.
No, they won't be canceling.
Yes, sir. Right, yeah.
New deal. Oh, listen. Big Mac. Last night.
Ah, yes, 16.
Let me switch the number on our home run plaque.
I find myself now going right to the National League Baseball section in the sports page.
Supplied by the International Collector Society. At www.icsnow.com, they've given us this wonderful plaque. It now says Sosa Buddy 17, McGuire Buddy 16.
Yeah.
Hey.
He's catching up. I noticed that today, and I think the Cubs, God love him, got shut out completely. Hey, he's a strong guy. I wish he would.
He's an everyday player for the Cubs.
He could be. He probably hit a lot of taters. Jack a lot of them.
So you think that Mike Hunt jacks a lot of taters?
You know, I don't even know if he plays baseball, but he hits the golf ball an awful long way.
I bet Mike Hunt's balls.
He had some great cigars, too.
Really? Oh, yeah. Mike Hunt likes cigars?
Yes, he does. Had a whole box of them. We smoked a bunch of them, too.
I'm saying that like a question, but I know that's a fact. Mike
yes, cigars.
He does.
Yes, he does.
He does indeed. He does indeed.
Okay. Let me give you an update from the home front.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Right.
And I'm not going to say that name in regard to my lovely wife.
Of course not.
No, I'm not.
No way. No, you want to go home tonight.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And another drought is over. Because last night, that's right, Baloney Pony.
Really?
Yep. So,
well, she was very sweet to you on the phone yesterday.
Things are good. And not only that,
but
Mommy has said that we can get a jet ski.
Mm. Wow.
And not only are we getting one jet ski, we're getting two. One for me, one for Frida.
There you go. So you can jet ski together.
That's right.
That's fun. I think that'd be fantastic.
So if we're going to kill ourselves, decapitate ourselves, go at 60 miles an hour, we'll do it. Together.
Hey, let's go really fast next to that barge with the tow line.
No! If we're going to die, we'll die together.
You going to get some really cool ones?
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty fast.
That's cool.
Pretty cool. You know, always trust the Japs when it comes to stuff like that. That's why we're buying the Japanese-made Kawasaki. I think a Yamaha.
Yamaha!
Yamaha!
We will get the jet skis. And if he was, I'm sure he would be good at it. Because he is big and strong. And I am the only one that has permission to say this. I told him I was going to say his name.
Mike Hunt, you're saying?
Yes. If total strangers come up and make fun of his name, he could kill them.
So what you're saying is Mike very powerful.
He's very powerful. You know, a guy walked up to him today, seriously, a guy, and he said the only thing that irritates him is when
Mike
people
Hunt.
Don't know him, will walk up and say, hey. You know, hear the name, and then he will say, hey, Mike Hunt, like that, and say, that's what gets him mad. So I actually had to ask permission. Because the whole family was, you know, they understood the joke. It was kind
of
like this. They were laughing about it, too, and it was something where, but I looked at him, and I made sure that I got permission. Because, I mean, this guy, this really.
You don't want to
get. No, he could kick my butt. Six ways from Sunday.
Mike Hunt, when he agreed.
Oh, big time.
Watch out for Mike Hunt.
That's right.
Let's fake a phone call just to kind of warm the palate here.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Y'all are getting edited like crazy. That little guy up on his under his coffee table is messing y'all up.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
It's hilarious.
Oh, is Jeremy deleting us out?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
he's not.
Name.
I mean, that's a name. I mean, I could verify that.
I'm serious. Somebody's editing it because
Where are you listening? Where are you calling
Wichita.
From? Wichita.
Yeah. You.
Well, you know what? It could be.
Sometimes you can hear my cunt.
Here's Inspector Gadget. Hold on, please. Okay. Let me get Gadget in here. Oh, he won't speak until he hears his theme song.
Wow, I can't believe I got through y'all.
Hold on. Hi, Gadget, buddy.
I've heard the same claims coming from our new good friends in Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what are the...
Claim up, buddy.
Are local stations editing us, or
is
Jeremy editing us?
No, Jeremy's not.
Oh, then you know what it is? Then it's all the local stations have their own digital delays, and they must be editing that out.
Oh.
No, Mike Hunt.
Really? Well, I know Mike's right. I know Mike Hunt would be very angry to know that Mike Hunt's being edited out of the show today.
I think he will be. I think he really will be.
Well, then
that's just not fair.
You know, it falls on your local station.
Right.
Because all we're doing is saying hi to a very nice gentleman who might play golf with today.
And that is the truth.
And I mean, cunt.
I could produce, you know, if I had to, a driver's license to verify.
Could you produce my cunt?
I don't know if he's not from around here. He was visiting his brother Greg and his father Dick Hunt.
Where is my cunt from?
I'm not sure. Down south. Down south. Out west, they'd say.
Out west, they'd say. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey, we're in Sacramento and they are cutting you out here too.
Well, you know, that's just whoever the nervous Nelly is that's sitting on the button at your local station.
Well, we'll have to give him a call and tell him to get his butt off the button.
Yeah, you know, nothing we can do about that. I'm sorry. We're not being edited here on our home station.
Well, they're killing you in Sacramento. I just want to let you know.
Is it really?
Great.
Is
it making... Have a great day and keep playing with Mike Hunt.
Everybody likes talking about him.
Is it making it impossible to, understand what we're talking about?
I think you can only hit a delay so many times.
Yeah, well.
You can only hit it, like, twice in 20 seconds, right?
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
I got one more question about that.
Yes.
After a day on the golf course, about 100 degrees today?
Yes.
Was Mike Hunt smelling?
No.
So Mike Hunt had no odor?
None.
Really?
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, that does deserve a round of applause.
Saying something. Hats off to Mike Hunt.
I agree. Big firm handshake. I give him a big salute.
Hello.
Good guy. Really nice guy.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don.
Yes, and Mike.
They're cutting you out big time in Vegas. We're not getting anything. It's beep, 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 beep all the time.
Well, you know, maybe it's someone at the network, then. You know, at this crappy Westwood One network that we're still with for 30 days.
Hey, Charlie, if you get a chance, can you just find out?
Gadget?
Why? Maybe make a couple of phone calls and find out what's going on.
Certainly it's not been the first time we've discussed Mike Hunt on... This show?
No, I don't believe so.
All right.
It's a proper name.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, here comes Gaz. Hi, Gaz.
I'll check with our master board op.
Okay, thank you.
And see what he's doing.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
They're doing the same thing in Rochester, except it sounds like they may have given up because they couldn't hit the button.
It sounds to me like the network board op might be doing
I bet it's the network. I bet it's not your local stations after all.
Some
goddamn do-gooder at the network.
We'll find out.
Somebody with no sense of humor. Have a great day.
Well, that's for sure. That's the first requisite to work at Westwood One. No sense of humor, you're hired. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, this is Don.
Yeah, it's Ann Mike. Hello.
Hey, Craig, you were talking about jet skis.
Yeah, I love jet skis. I bought two of them today.
I'm up in Baltimore, and I've got a jet ski business I just started called Up a Creek, and I actually do tours up in the Baltimore Harbor, and I'd love to take you guys up on the tour when you get your skis.
Well, no.
You know, you hear a guy, and it sounds like he's selling them, and you say, hey, discount coming up. And then all of a sudden, it's a tour.
It becomes deliverance.
A jet ski tour?
Tour of Baltimore? What do you think? The Pollock Johnnies?
And aren't jet skis like you hop on them and you tear around with no rhyme or reason? That's the whole fun of them.
Frida wants to go very slow, though.
Oh, really?
She said if I go out with her on them, that we have to go, like, slow, drive them real girl-like, you know.
You don't have to do that.
No, I don't. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello.
Mike.
Yes.
Did you say that Mike Hunt could kick your butt?
Yes, absolutely.
Does that mean that you couldn't lick my cunt?
No, stop it.
Now listen, everybody, please leave the driving to us, will
please,
you?
Please, now.
All you junior Jerry Seinfelds out there.
So, for God's sakes, we find out what's going on at the network.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. So what do you think of it so far, Portland?
I know.
This pretty much constitutes a grade A show that we're having thus far. This is all strictly best of material right now that you're
hearing. Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Turn your radio down, please.
Sorry, that was a quick through. I couldn't believe it.
That's a quick through.
A quick through.
See you in Biscuitville.
Biscuitville. We got done with our vacation in Midgetville, and then I called Don and Mike, and I got a quick through.
Quick through. Yes, hello.
Hey, did you hear Mike bought his car at Pinkley Motors?
I know where you're going with this, come on now.
Too many guys wanting to be funny on this show today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, keep coming!
Yes, hello, Gadget.
I just spoke to Margot Hunt over at the network.
Yes.
And it is she who is selectively thinking that she needs to edit the show.
And who is she to decide to edit this show?
She is the board op. She is Margot Hunt.
Is that legit?
Yeah, she told me she was.
Oh, will you kiss my ass, Margot? You piece of garbage?
Is that the truth? That's what we're doing is perfectly legit.
Right. Since when did she become the network board op? And since when did she decide what is right to say on the show and what's not right to
say
on the show?
There are a number of people who work that shift. I just got it today.
Let me call the Centurion. Hold on a second.
All right, we'll find out what's going on.
I got to put the gerbil on this.
We'll find out what's going on. You know something? All I'm trying to do is say hi to a nice group of guys that I played 18 with today, and we had a great time, and I can't even say hi to people.
Hello.
Hey, Mark Anthony.
Well, hello.
Hey, could you call over to Westwood One and get this Margot bitch to stop editing our show?
What's a Margot?
She's the board op. She's like deleting out when we're talking about this guy, Mike Hunt.
Really?
Yes, we've been dumped like maybe 10 times already in today's show.
We're getting calls all over the affiliates that are saying that we're being dumped out when we're talking about my good new friend, Mike Hunt.
Incidentally, Margot's not her real name, Jeremy.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah, I'll deal with it right now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See, he's good at something like that because he's a sneaky little ass.
And believe me, and nobody knows the rules like he does.
That's right. Right. He's the only guy that's really supposed to put his little bony fingers on the button to delete us out.
We're having a conversation. Come on.
About Mike Hunt.
Right. Friend of mine.
Not on my show. Friend of mine. I like
absolutely.
I like to think even though I don't know Mike Hunt, I'm a friend of Mike Hunt.
I think he'd probably like to meet you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'd love
that's a good
go in a nice sauna with Mike.
Yeah, that's good. Now you're getting him mad. I know that. I know he's sitting there right now. He's giving me that Goldberg look. I can see him. I can see him doing that right now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, do you think Mike Hunt knows fuck you?
Oh, listen. Come on now. Too many
of the amateurs that are calling to play
this
game.
I hate this. We get on a good riff and everybody,
Just listen and enjoy it. They have to come and participate.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Damn, we got to get an unlisted number. Really, we do. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm local. I've heard everything you said about my cunt, so just keep talking.
All right, thank you.
Very good. Everybody wants to play. See, all the boys want to play. Screw you.
Just no more talk about it, though.
Okay. Everybody wants to play the game.
Okay, so now the network wins, because now we won't talk about it.
You know, this would be the equivalent of a baseball game. You go to a baseball game, and a guy gets a home run, and everybody cheers, and then you see all the people jumping over the stands, grabbing bats.
Now let me try! Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don, I have a message from Charlie Stossel.
What? Was that like that was a hair trimmer, I think. I thought it could have been like some kind of sexual device. That could have been a message from Charlie Stossel, too.
Well, you know, your bet with Charlie Stossel, if you lose that bet, I got to, you know the feeling you had a couple of weeks ago about a Maguire? I have the exact same feeling now about Sosa. I think Sosa's just giving up the ghost right now, and that Maguire is starting to go mental again.
It's close, man. He's taking his steroids again.
I forgot. I don't know how many he's hit like in the last 2 weeks, but it's
he's
big number.
He's hit 8 in the last 10 days.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Sammy's over there going, hey.
See.
Yeah, you read all the anti-andro ads you want, but it doesn't matter.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Baldy.
Up here in Sacramento, they're deleting you at least 50 times, but they're not even doing a good job at it.
Oh, wait, listen, for the last time on this topic, it's not the station that's deleting us, it's the network board operator.
No, I understand. It's Margot, the robo.
All right, okay, so don't worry about it. We're going to take care of it.
Okay,
we're handling it. Thank you. Jesus, it's like we got the Kiss Army out there today.
Ridiculous.
You know what I mean? For goodness sakes.
All boys in their 20s.
Wowsy woozy. Well, God bless them, though.
I know. We love them. We're number one in them.
God bless them.
They get annoying sometimes, but we love them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys kick ass.
Right on. We sure do.
You guys are bad. Woo!
Another satisfied customer.
It's amazing. You get on certain subjects, it excites the Kiss Army.
Yeah.
It really excites. I used to be a member of the Kiss Army. I had the dog tags and everything, I swear to God.
And you can put them in any crazy pose you like.
Kiss, that's the name. Kiss, that's the game. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Bubbies.
Hey, Robbie, where's my Kiss tapes?
Sitting
Give me the tape of Gene Simmons talking about his pants falling to the floor.
Is that still, would you rate that still as our grossest?
The grossest tape.
I think it's the grossest tape we have. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, because anything's being said that, that is describing.
Just his inflection.
Just
his,
the way
his
he talks.
Tone of voice.
About a sex act.
And Robbie, also, please get out the tape about the Kiss dolls. Hello?
Buddies.
Hey, Bondi.
Hey, it's Mike from Sacramento. Where were you guys during the Indy 500? They dropped the F-bomb and the S-bomb.
Well, you know, somebody told me that after the show yesterday, that the guy that won the race,
right,
they'd like talking to him in the winner's circle, and he was dropping F's and S's all over the place. They had, like, no delay.
Really?
Yeah.
They had no delay. They had the intercom to the car to that guy.
That's such a wholesome event. Don't they drink milk after they win?
Yeah, but they're, like, talking to the guy in the radio in the car.
Oh, really?
Right, where they're saying, like, okay, you got to go faster on turn number three, and the guy's, like, going, F that, I'm going to go fast, I'm going to go fast.
And have they improved even greater, have they made greater improvements in the technology for the camera inside the car? Because I was watching it over
on
the
NASCAR,
weekend.
It's incredible.
It was truly, I mean, better than I'd ever seen it. Just, you had more of a perspective of the speed than I'd ever seen before. It was incredible.
And it's really cool when a guy crashes.
Oh, yeah.
Because you see it all from the driver's angle, or when a guy gets, like, oil and junk on his windshield.
Oh, and you see, like, you'll see a little piece of tar come and just go right there, going 200 miles an hour.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, Bondi.
How are you?
Great, thank you.
I wanted to thank you guys again for Friday's $5,000 there.
Oh, you must be our big money winner. Kathy,
it's
right?
It's the Kathy Stacy Show.
Kathy Stacy Show.
I wanted to say, when you spoke to me last time, I didn't really know what to say at the time, but I wanted to thank you guys again. And I wanted to let you know that my maiden name is Hunt.
Oh, God bless you.
And I had a
Happy
I had,
Hunt.
I have a cousin named Mike Hunt, but I had I had a female one time, and I was surprised it only happened once.
Have you ever not lesbian, of course, like at a family reception, you ever kissed Mike Hunt?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
I haven't.
Oh.
But, so you're not a
he's
close.
He's 6'4", Mike Hunt.
Oh, that's,
anyway,
that's a giant,
he's
Mike
a,
Hunt.
Yes, he's a, anyway, I had
hold on,
my
Tracy's
senior
talking.
Year, and some girl called.
Kathy's
said,
talking.
Oh, hush.
Kathy Stacy Show.
Kathy Stacy Talking Show.
Shut up.
What, Kathy? What?
And this,
what?
This female called, and she says, is Mike Hunt there? And my immediate answer was, well, no, but I've heard it's been all over town.
All right, goodbye. Thank you. Thank you, because she won $5,000 on the
Kathy
show Friday.
Kathy Stacy Show.
Still a little giddy she is.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I just wanted to let you guys know, I was hearing you guys talk about Biscuitville. I didn't realize it was actually a restaurant and not a real town, but I was driving cross country with my girlfriend and suffering down mic withdrawal because we couldn't get you on the scan button. And
that's soon. Listen, let me just say,
Illinois.
Let me say, that's soon to change.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon you'll be able to hit your scan button in most of the major markets and hear this show.
Amen.
Beautiful. Just like you can right now in Portland.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Glad to be on in Portland. Our debut show in Portland, I remember.
All chopped to hell. Thank you, Westwood.
Yeah, thanks, Margo.
I'm sorry, what did you want to say?
Oh, well, I was driving through Effingham, Illinois, and I found that amusing and thought of you.
Effingham.
That's uh-huh. Terrific. You know, when I found out that Biscuitville, I foolishly said that I thought it was some individual restaurant, when in fact Biscuitville is all over the South. Uh-huh. All over the South. And very close, like, to the major interstate.
Did you do the web search? Because I did last night.
Did you really for Biscuitville?
There's one in Lynchburg, Virginia.
That's the closest one?
Yeah, like 300 miles from here.
Okay.
There's one within driving distance.
Doable.
You and Robbie, road trip. Road trip to Biscuitville. Okay, here's our tape of Gene Simmons talking about when his pants fell down to the floor.
So gross.
One day we were at a concert hall and I met a young lady by accident who happened to be there. And I invited her into my office. So we entered the bathroom and the dressing room and the forces of gravity forced my pants to fall to the floor. I don't know what happened. And she had an opening, and I had a stiff proposition, and one thing led to the other.
Ugh, he's such a pig.
Classic.
The forces of gravity forced my pants to the floor.
My pants.
She had an opening.
Hi, how a kiss.
That's the name. What, do we not have that tape, Rob?
We can't find
the tape of the Kiss dolls.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
With an estimated completion date of January 1995.
The plan, if I may, was to complete Hank's Look Around Cafe on August 23rd, this year. That's my birthday. Can't move my birthday back. What else does my jackass business manager have to say?
Mr. Kingsley, restaurants rotate when they are at the top of buildings. Your place is at street level. There is no view.
He does not get it. You see, the point is, it's not the view. The point is, when you eat at Hank's, you and your food are going on an adventure.
Maybe you should just forget the rotating floor and get the place going.
Forget the rotating floor. Come on, take a mess. Come on. Come on, come on. Well, sir, thank you. But I am a visionary, so I'd like you to take your opinion and shove it right up your ass. Regards, Hank Kingsley. Fax that back to him.
But he's saying you don't have enough money to make it rotate.
Fine. Then I will get investors. Just so happens I am on a first-name basis with some of the most influential, some of the most powerful people in this business. So, get Chuck Woolery on the phone.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is it possible to two youths?
To what? What was that word?
What word?
To what?
What?
Did you say youths?
Yeah, two youths.
What is a ute?
Oh, excuse me, Your Honor. Two youths.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
About the Rosie thing?
You okay, sir?
Yeah, Rosie. I'm just a little tired from working out.
I mean, Rosie with Tom Selleck?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, you know what? I cannot believe. Who am I talking with? Is Don or Mike?
Yes.
Oh, anyway, I can't believe you didn't give that comment number to everybody and let everybody give them a piece of their mind.
That would be great. Let me noodle that through. We give out the comment number line. All of our listeners call, and then tomorrow when we come to work, Ken says, guess what? Another celebrity is suing you. Right? Come on, please.
Come on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi there.
Hi there.
I love the smell of strippers in the morning.
Yes, it's a delightful smell.
Smells like victory.
I think if you come to this radio station tomorrow morning, the smell will still be here.
I think it'll still exist.
So, like strawberries.
Great show, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Gentle strawberry. Thank you. Hello.
Hello?
Don and Mike Show. I'd just like to say this portion of the show brought to you by Yum Yum Douche.
I like to look at the new ladies.
Strawberry fresh. Hello. Oh, that radio is up too loud. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Robbie Knievel, and if my eyes are watering, I am not going to jump tomorrow.
All right.
My fingers are cool. No way. I will not do it.
Robbie Knievel, very sensitive about the conditions for his jump.
We're going to have people at the jump tomorrow night at the Grand Canyon, all of them trying to scream our names out audibly.
Right.
On national TV to win the $1,000.
I'm looking forward to that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. Don and Mike.
Is this your man?
No, absolutely not.
They rule. They're cool.
Sure this isn't your guy?
What do you think?
No, I don't think that's funny.
Are you Mike's guy? Are you the guy that Mike loves?
No, Mike's guy.
That guy takes it into that falsetto.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I just cut him off when he was singing Buzz is a Swapper. Hello?
Don and Mike, I just wanted to say that even though you may have been taken advantage of in that last segment, thank you for your service to America.
Okay, thank you.
Very nice.
That's right. And we were totally taken advantage of.
Yes, we were.
You know, we thought it was a legit thing. The guy was flying in from Vegas, mm-hmm, thought he had a big case about strippers that were upset with the IRS.
Now we know how the girl feels when the guy leaves in the morning. It felt the same way. You know, just walked out of here.
Down to my show. Yeah, we're just left with a wet spot, man.
That's all. And that's and there they go with, you know, with Slick E. Boy.
Oh, and he was like, you know, one of those guys on Andy of Mayberry when the carnival would come to town. You ever see the Andy of Mayberry where the carnival came to town?
That's right.
And Opie wanted to win a present for Aunt B.
Right.
So he went down to the rifle range because Opie's such a good shot.
Sure.
And Opie couldn't figure out how come he spent, like, his whole $5 and he couldn't win. You know the reason? They bent the sight on the gun, and the carnival barker in that show was a dead ringer for the guy that just came in with the strippers.
Absolutely. Doesn't look like a guy that should be talking about taxes. Looks like a guy you should be handing you a ball to hit milk bottles. This guy used to be a federal law enforcement officer.
That's right, he says. So Andy Taylor had to go down and yell at the guy and get the guy to make his gun so it was legal.
Right.
And then Opie went back, and he was such a good shot that he won Aunt B like salt and pepper shakers.
Is that back when Andy was smoking on the show?
Yeah. You know, in the early days of Andy and Mayberry.
Sure.
Every once in a while.
Far enough.
Yeah.
You'll see him sitting there like with bourbon and waters and cigarettes on the set. What a great day.
Hello?
Don and Mike, you rule. You guys are cool. Oh, yeah.
No.
Another
See,
pretender.
Now lots of pretenders to the throne.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Rob. This is George Lucas. Would you and your two buddies from the Crybaby Hall of Fame please stop knocking my movie? I'm kind of serious about this. Like, if you knock my movie again, I'm liable to go to Charlie Stossel and file a complaint against you. Have a nice day, turkey.
That's pretty clever.
That is good.
That's pretty clever. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, there's a I Hate Star Wars website on here, on the internet.
Oh, I'm sure there's a million I Hate Star Wars sites on the internet.
You know, you'll find that there's an I Hate Anything site on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the website is www.ihatestarwars.com.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Well, and if they sell advertising on that website, we've just been taken again.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Wasn't nearly as much fun.
I wanted to joke with Don and Mike. I sell vitamins.
Mike, just let me tell you, this guy wants to joke with us.
He wants. There's somebody on the line that wants to joke with us.
We got a jokester on the line.
Okay, pranksters, share with us your prank.
Okay, come on, we're ready for
a
joke.
Here's my prank. Listen, I sell vitamins. I was wondering if I got a couple of strippers, if I could come up there and talk about my vitamins.
Yes, absolutely.
I heard you guys were silly like that.
Yes. He's a jokester.
He's a joker. Hello, Batman.
Yeah, he's a joker. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, you're right, boys. It was the Cesar Romero Joker. Batman, I'm going to sell vitamins and bring strippers to your show.
This is millionaire playboy Bruce Wayne, Adam West.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Of course, Bruce. And I never listen to Don and Mike. Thank you very hard. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Every day I listen for 4 hours, and every day I geesh twice. Yeah.
Oh, my. I don't doubt that.
Very satisfied.
I know where he geeshed the first time there.
Right.
Today with the women, sure. With the strippers, but what was his other geesh time?
When the guy called and wanted to lift the weight. This is Bruce Wayne, millionaire philanthropist, of course, Bruce, and Batman and Adam West, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Strippers on the zoo. Ah, Batman. Strippers. Where's the penguin music, Robbie?
Yeah, sell the product, yeah.
I know he's got it around here somewhere.
My penguin sounds like Edward G. Robinson.
Batman.
Hold on, see?
I can't do it either.
It sounds like Tom.
Robot, Aaron. Watch. What? What's up, guys?
Oh, man.
With Tom Gavin as the penguin. What's up, Batman? Hear the strippers, yeah. Robot. Imagine if you made a Batman movie. Tom Gavin was a penguin.
Right.
Dennis Murphy would be Two-Face.
Two-Face, right.
Lewis would be the Riddler.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Who would be the Joker?
Jeff Shrinsky.
Bring the strippers into the studio. Meanwhile, on the other side of Gotham City, the evil Tom Gavin is planning his revenge on Batman and Robin. Make the poison gas come out of the bronze, buddy. Robin, Tom Gavin, and Fred.
Fred from Hagerstown have gotten together with Dennis Murphy and Lewis the Retard.
Zap, pow, zing, drool. Bart. Holy retard, Batman.
I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Oh, man.
Yes, you can. You do it good.
They go with the strippers in the studio. Fuzzy bra with poison gas.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Holy, trying to fill out a segment, Batman.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that is so cruel.
Oh, go to hell.
So cruel.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, may I speak to Don and Mike, please?
Yes, hello, you're on the air.
No, I'm not.
Oh, please. Holy doesn't know he's on the air, Batman.
Now, normally when someone has this question, when they question whether they're on the air, they are automatically hung up on.
This, I'm not on the air right now. This doesn't even sound like Don and Mike.
What did that guy say? Holy trying to fill up the segment. That's pretty funny.
That was funny.
Yes, idea, man. Caller! Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. This is Jack Marks. I want to know when you guys going to do more Spanish lessons.
What?
When are you going to give more Spanish?
No, no, no. Take it back to the beginning.
What's the first thing you said?
A jumbled popcorn in your mouth, what? Mass of saliva and tongue.
What is the first thing?
I said, this is Jack Marks.
Jack Marks?
Jack Marks with you.
One of the Marks brothers.
Yeah, how come you don't give no more Spanish lessons?
Oh, because we did that last week. We'll do it again sometime.
Yeah, I've been waiting because I've been learning.
You played that today on the show.
Did you?
Yeah, we did some a couple minutes ago.
Oh, I just came home from out of my car.
All right. Thank you, Jack Max.
Came home from out of his car.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
That's what he says when he walks in the door, too. Honey, I am home from out of my car.
Yes, hello.
Morris Jones, 10 o'clock news. How you doing?
Hey, God.
I want to come on the show. Why don't you get me to get back on there? I want to get on there Monday through Friday. You know you
will. Okay. Say what you will.
Want to see him.
Say what you will about Morris Jones. I know for a fact that he doesn't say on.
Hello, John and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about Lisa. I hear she's a phlebotomist.
Yes. Our new phone gal? Correct?
Yes. Yes, she like draws people's blood.
I'd like to float.
Oh, that's a horrible thing to say. You know, we heard about her today.
What? What's that?
Every day we get a new piece of gossip about Lisa.
Uh-huh.
Today we heard that she's been in many bar fights.
Really? Is that Lisa? Is that true?
Can we bring her in here, Rob?
Sure. It's just always another excuse to bring her in here, too. She's in very good shape. I bet she could, you know, kick butt. She didn't strike me as the type that would...
She didn't beat Rob in arm wrestling.
That's right. Yeah. But she's fast and wiry. Like several bar fights. So she's a tough lady.
Wheel her in.
Let's find out. Let's find out. Here she comes.
Been in bar fights, huh?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Oh, she's making a strangling gesture like that.
Well, you got to learn that any conversation you have with someone at the radio station always gets back to us. It always does.
So who did you have that conversation with where you said you got into bar fights?
Jeremy. I have to thank him tomorrow.
Ah, Jeremy.
Never trust Jeremy.
Now, he's the most untrustworthy individual here.
Never trust him. So how many bar fights have you been in?
Hundreds.
Wow. Oh, come on.
Okay. I was playing him on, honestly. I was playing him on. See, he shouldn't have told you guys that because I was...
You'd never slugged anybody at a bar?
Maybe not in a bar, exactly. I mean...
Maybe, like, out on the street?
Yeah, maybe my, you know, old boyfriend or old girlfriend.
Oh, like a guy? Or...
Uh-huh, or, you know...
You been in a good old-fashioned cat fight ever with a girl?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Hair pulling?
Not a hair puller.
Was it just, you know, knuckles and...
Whatever you do.
Was it just like a roundhouse, one shot? One shot and it's over?
No, not always.
Really? Like a couple of shots?
I don't know. I mean, I think girls are different than guys. I think girls like how mad they are. You know what I mean? Like girls, I don't think even remember what they're doing. They just kind of spaz out.
So you just kind of like claws.
No, I don't think I really claw either. I think I would punch maybe or bite.
Bite? Ooh. Wow.
So how many fights you think you've been in, really?
Really? I don't know. I'm not, like...
10?
No, less than 10.
Less
probably
than
3. Ten. Are you talking about guys and women? Or... Jeez, I feel like I am on the Jerry Springer show now.
So about 3 fights in a bar?
No. One thing in a bar one time years ago.
What happened? Tell us about that.
I was, just two girls started arguing with me for no reason. Well, three girls. That it started with one girl and three girls.
You took on three girls?
I got beat up.
Oh, you did?
Oh, my.
Okay.
Yes, I did. How did they start something with you? What were they doing?
I think they thought I was flirting with their boyfriend, one of their boyfriends.
Really? Why would they get that impression?
Because I'm not like that, for one. I'm not at all.
So you don't dress provocatively or anything?
No, I don't.
Make a woman think that.
No, I don't do that. I definitely don't.
Good.
I don't dress like a nut.
So did they jump you?
Yes, they did.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hurt?
Not hurt bad, but I was bald for like a year on one side of my head.
Really?
They fought like cats.
They fought like cats.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's nasty. Did you get any good punches?
Yeah, I hit him with my keys really hard, one girl.
Oh, yeah?
Well, hey, you know, and now I realize we've got an actual security guard for the show.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Maybe you could protect me and Mike when we go out.
Okay, well, that'll work.
Because we're pretty wimpy when it comes to things like that.
I don't believe that.
Oh, yes.
You never been in a fight, never.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Mike's been in fights.
You've been in a fight, I can tell.
That's preposterous.
Has he been in a fight?
I've never been in any kind of altercation.
Oh, please.
All.
I've seen Mike punch a guy in the...
Okay. All right. I've been in many fights.
I've seen
it's only after advice. A tremendous amount of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. I think that's what that does to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I've seen a guy punch Mike one time when Mike wasn't even looking.
That's right.
That's a sucker punch. But that's so...
Because of our old general manager. Those are the good old days. I was never able to get him back, too. And that's
really?
All I was,
See,
and that's all I tried to do
me.
All night long.
That's what bothers me for like months on end. If that would happen, that's what bothers me. It's like
still bothers me. And you know something?
We were at
if
a party.
That individual is listening, I'm going to get you.
We were at a party, and this guy just walked up to Mike out of the blue. The sales guy walked up, and Mike turned around,
he
and he just... Boom!
I still have the knot in my jaw.
Did
I still
you
have the knot.
Hit him at all?
I couldn't.
No, you like fell down.
I actually went around and went around the entire perimeter of the bar that we were in to try to come back in and see.
And they stopped you.
Because of our general manager.
Yeah, right.
Knew exactly what I was doing. He, you know, my partner though was all for me getting a retribution, but the general manager was holding onto my arm, and I didn't have the presence of mind to mount a proper sneak attack.
It's probably a good idea because you hear about all those famous people that get in alterations with other people and see what happens.
Now, this was an in-house thing. This was
a guy that worked at the radio station.
This is a guy that we used to just have a fun relationship with, and he would. We'd punch each other for fun.
Mike and this guy
would always fight.
Would hit each
we'd
other.
We'd always hit each other for fun.
Oh, guys, girls do that too. I joke around with my boyfriend and we like nail each other, but sometimes we get like too rough sometimes. So I can see it coming. Yeah.
Yeah, I miss him.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
For listening.
Thank you. Another chapter in the life of Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you, Roy's mother.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Does Roy know about this stuff? All about you? No, Roy, that's her 12-year-old son.
Well, security for the next show.
Right.
She'll protect us.
Good. I need the protection. I've never been in a fight.
I really haven't.
Swear to God, never been in a fight. Except with my brother, one time.
Mm-hmm.
When my dad finally said to us, that's it. Just go out and fight. Get it out of your system.
That's right. There was the one time, and there's only one time I remember with you where it was close. And that's when you left really quickly, and I was still standing there. You remember that one? Do you remember that one?
No. Where?
It was something where it started inside and then it ended up outside.
You mean at that country club?
No. No, that was one.
Yeah, okay. That was close one too, wasn't it?
You've had some close shaves.
Yeah.
You've been a close little shaver on a couple. No, that was one at a t-shirt signing. Where we were doing the t-shirt signing,
okay.
And then all of a sudden I turned around and you were in your car and gone. And that was one where I didn't want to have anything to do because... That was one where the right move was to leave, and that's when we did have a guy. And he stood there and looked at me like saying, what are you going to do? And that was very close. Meanwhile, you were on the highway already.
I forgot the one about the country club.
Oh, my God.
We did a charity event at this country club one time. Real swanky country club. We hated being there. We had to do it like for Children's Hospital or something.
It was the wrong venue for us. It's one of those deals where they'd gotten us into the wrong place, and we were doing what we normally do.
You know, we were telling jokes and stuff. And
going over like nothing. I mean, it's just an absolute silence, everything we were saying.
And it's a charity thing, right? So we got done, and it's like we walked outside. Instead of talking to Mike, I said, can't believe this. God. They really hated us.
And we made some jokes that were along the lines of, hey, this is an older crowd, something like, you know, we're surprised, I guess we missed the nursing home, you know, one of those kind of things.
Right.
And
this old guy came outside, want to get a fight with me.
Yeah, like, it was astounding. It was astonishing.
You had to be there. You know what? Jesus Christ, we should write a book.
Oh, yeah, there's been a lot going on.
We really should write a book, you know?
A lot of stuff has happened.
You know, think about all the stuff we were talking about yesterday with Rob that we never talk about on the radio.
Oh, my God.
You know, all the stuff that we used to do at our other radio station. All the pranks that we used to pull on the other staff members.
Yeah. And you know, what could it be? Is it just a picture of two guys with the faces whited out completely? You know? Okay. DJ, story of a radio career.
One last call. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, hi. I saw the Star Wars movie last night.
Yes.
And I think the mysticism could kiss my ass.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Another happy, happy customer.
Sure. Thank you, sir.
All right. No.
Hold on.
Buzz, stand by. Mm-hmm. I see many more calls. Hello.
Hey, guys, you let us down with the strippers.
Why?
Because who'd they look like, man? You guys got so excited, you forgot to tell us, you know, the celebrity they most look like. And most of all, you forgot to describe the equipment.
Well, one of them looked like Brigitte Nielsen.
I thought she looked a little like Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy,
we're talking about the blonde.
Yep.
And the other one, kind of in the face a little bit, looked like, maybe like if Mariah Carey had a learning disability.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you with good authority, you just heard the perfect description of that stripper.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, one last call on hold. Hello, it's Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Never mind. Good.
I don't even know why that call was on.
That was based on the description of the strippers.
For goodness sake.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market. Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa!
Yes!
Is this bad?
You should pull that out.
Wait. Pull one out.
The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck.
You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
I feel tired.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is a perfect chance to get you kids some nice church shoes. What do we need church shoes for? Jesus wore sandals.
Well, maybe if he had better arch support, they wouldn't have caught him.
Occasional a-hole. Don and Mike.
All right, it's Furby time.
Yeah.
Now, you want to do the grandpa versus grandpa, grandma versus grandma, then grandpa versus grandma?
I think we might as well. We should divide the sexes and then bring them together for the battle of the sexes.
All right, let's start with the fellas. Here's our first grandpa. Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, grandpa, what's your name, please?
I'm George.
George, where are you from?
Las Vegas.
Thank you for listening to the show on 105 FM, right, KVBC?
Yeah, you got it. Talk Beautiful. Radio on here.
Gotcha. Who are your grandkids? Who will you be playing for here, George?
Well, it's Christian and Catherine, and probably Christian because he's 6 years old, little devil.
All righty.
All right.
Six-year-old Christian. That's what Grandpa's doing.
Now, let's meet your challenger. Is this Larry?
This is Larry.
Larry?
Yes.
Larry. Larry, where are you from?
Hollywood, Maryland.
And Larry, how old are you?
52.
Who will you be playing for today, Larry?
Justin or Christina. Probably Justin.
Right, Justin, how old is he?
Justin is 11.
Right, Justin wants a Furby, Larry.
Fellas, here's the ground rules. We'll lay them out for you right now. You cannot say anything of a discerning nature about the kids. Okay?
Okay.
That means that I don't want to hear you say, you know, your grandson is stupid, your granddaughter is loose, none of that stuff.
And with it, you know, keeping it clean, you can say anything you want about the other grandpa.
Mm-hmm. And the only other rule we have is no F-bombs, no S-bombs, no MF-bombs.
And, you know, identify yourselves by name, too, so during the heat of the battle, we can identify who's talking to who. You know, you can say to the other guy, Larry, and Larry, you can say to the other guy, George, so we know who's yelling at who.
And if it comes up naturally, I will, of course, allow the GD,
mm-hmm.
which is standard language on this show.
This is a 60-second cage match, son?
60-second cage match.
In the octagon with George and Larry.
In the squared circle, we'll only have one grandpa standing at the end of 60 seconds, and that grandpa will be that much closer to the much ballyhooed Furby. Are you ready, George?
Yes.
Ready, Larry?
Standing and ready.
Okay, and...
Larry, you're
so
ugly and you smell so bad that your face is using hazardous waste. They use your body for George.
Disqualification.
George was disqualified for not listening.
We need another grandpa now.
All right, I'm going to go to Larry, the grandma's.
You're going to stay with Larry?
Yes.
All right.
Larry did nothing wrong.
Yeah, so you were just trying to stop it to give him some ground rules. There has to be exchange.
It has to be one for one for one for one.
Not just, blah, 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 blah. That doesn't work.
Right.
You can see you couldn't hear it, really.
Right, so George, you're out of here. Let's meet our grandma's, Mike.
Let's do it.
And then, Christine, if you would please find us another grandpa and then put his name up on the screen. Here is Marcia, everybody. Hello, Marcia.
Hello.
Hi, Marcia. Now, you are 52.
I am 52 years old.
Where are you calling from?
St. Petersburg, Florida.
Ooh, Grandmama.
Thanks for listening on
WQYK.
Thanks, Mike.
Yes.
I was looking on the list and I couldn't find it. I knew it started with a W, though.
Some of our biggest fans down there, biggest friends.
You know why I had a brain fart there momentarily? I just saw a piece of paperwork from the network that we're going to be changing stations in Tampa Bay very soon.
FAMA?
S-Y-A.
Good gay.
S-Y-A.
Eighth gray.
We are going to be switching stations very soon in Tampa Bay.
Big K-S-A.
Yeah, so I was momentarily thinking WQYK because it says on the affiliate relations form, it says the station we're leaving and then the new station will be going to.
Long lay overdue it.
That's Igbe or Prize Day. So I should Uche up A.
Excellent A.
Okay. O-A-K.
Okay.
Arshime.
Esme.
Herbie Faye.
Amagre.
Who will you be A-ing play Orfe Udete?
Well, I have five grandchildren right now, but I'll be playing for probably 3-year-old Nicholas.
Icholas Ne.
Icholas Ne. I Faye. Our way.
Okay. Let's meet our other grandma. And she is Kathy, right? Is this Kathy?
Right.
Hi.
Yes. Kathy? Hey, Don.
Yes, ma'am.
I realize I missed my opportunity to say, hi, baby.
Hey, baby. Well, that, you know, never hurts to sway the judges, Kathy.
That's it.
Kathy, you are also 52?
I am. Well, in 2 weeks.
And okay. Who will you be playing for today, Kathy?
I'm going to play for my granddaughter, Christina.
And how old is she?
She's 8.
All right, beautiful. Now, listen, both Marcia and Kathy, keep in mind that we'd like a give-and-take exchange here, okay?
Yeah, so we can really understand what you're saying, and it can kind of go back and forth, and don't say anything about the grandkids, okay?
Oh, cannot say anything about the grandkids.
Right. No, absolutely not, Kathy.
Okay, just...
You're attacking. What you're doing is you're like an animal in the woods. You are protecting your children.
Right.
You want to get the piece of meat to feed them, and you don't want the other angry animal to get the piece of meat.
It's best to direct all attacks at the other grandma. So we hope you haven't messed up your game plan, Kathy.
Yes, slightly, but that's all right.
Me too.
What were you going to say, girls?
They were going to attack
the kids.
Well,
I thought I was going to praise my granddaughter and say,
No,
the best.
No, listen, no. This is a cage match.
All this right. is a cage match where you're slamming the other grandma.
Well, I'm usually a nice person, but I'll give it my best shot.
We did it the other day. We tried to do something that was nice, and it was an awful bit.
No, it's just miserable failure.
Failed miserably, so we're going back to what we do best.
Yes, that's true.
And that's just, you know, the raw venom of person versus person.
Naked, terribly cruel aggression here.
Oh, my God.
Now, remember, Marcia,
yes.
it's a battle with you against Kathy, and Kathy, it's a battle with you against Marcia.
Oh. And, you know, Marcia, it's been our experience a lot of times in these games, the nicest people can do the best in this game.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really? My aggression up. I haven't had a fight with my husband lately, but maybe that will help.
I think everybody has some evil in their heart. That is my holiday wish to everybody.
I don't know if the Prozac will do this. Okay.
Okay, I think we have no problem identifying who's who in this match.
I'm with Kathy.
All right, and girls, we'll give you 60 seconds in the squared circle. Go ahead.
Kathy, when God gave out trains, you thought he said brains. When God gave out brains, you thought he said trains, and you got in the end of the line, and you got the biggest caboose.
Well, you know, Marcia, that's just really not so nice to say to me. You don't know me from Adam, and you want to cross over, and it's just, it's not going to happen. So I don't know where you're coming from on this.
That was such a grandma put down.
It is. To death.
It's a very...
To hear you say something like that.
Well, at least,
who do you think you are?
At least you have enough feelings to get irked. You probably don't have any other feelings for anybody else.
Oh, my.
Well, you've got a point there. My feelings grow, you know, they're very limited. But when I have them big time.
It's a grandma fight.
So, you know, this is, like Don said, this is my side of the forest, and I don't want you crossing over here. It's for me and me alone.
Well, you can't keep up your walls, because I'll come barreling through. There's no stopping me.
Well,
you know. All right. That's it. Listen, which one of you said the thing about if the caboose and the train?
Marcia,
you said that?
Yes, I did.
Marcia, you're the winner.
Way to go, Marcia.
Marcia, you've won the first round.
It was the most pointed insult. And Kathy, you did a fine job yourself.
Very nice, Kathy.
Shall I hang up now?
Yes.
Aw.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Well, bye, baby.
Bye, baby. Marcia, hold on, please.
I will do that.
You will be going to the next round.
And we have Larry, who is still with us, and we were replacing George, who is disqualified by not listening.
Hello, Larry.
Yeah, I'm here.
Larry, okay. Larry, 52, from Maryland, and who will you be playing for, Larry?
Justin.
Right. Oh, your grandson, Justin.
Grandson, Justin.
Here is your challenger.
A new grandpa.
Weighs, I don't know what he weighs, but his age is 75.
75?
75.
A real grandpa.
His name is Victor. Hello, Vic.
How are you? You're looking good today.
Victor, where are you calling from, sir?
Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, Buzz.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, in March, I'll be 76. That's the spirit, isn't it?
Yeah, you sound like a grandpa. I'm glad we got a real one.
Thank you for listening on Talk Radio KFH. Now, fellas, do both of you understand that this should be a give and take?
Yeah.
You got that?
Larry's got it.
It's going to go back and forth. And, Victor, who are you playing for? What grandchild?
Well, a granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
What's her name?
Shelby. I'm speaking for Wichita, but she's in Mulberry, Florida.
And how old is Shelby?
She's 11.
All right. Beautiful.
Perfect.
Then let's give you 60 seconds in the squared circle. It's Victor against Larry. Fellas, put up your dukes and come on out.
Give me a fun shot,
say
Victor.
Something. Go on. If you're able to say something, say something.
Oh, I am. Victor, I was playing Santa Claus last week, and your granddaughter came up to me and told me that you were so ugly.
Oh, hey. Oh, it's a disqualification. Victor, disqualification. Victor. Hold on.
Victor
was so ugly.
Hold on. Whoa. Larry,
yes.
What's the first rule? You can say nothing about the other person's grandchildren.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, yeah. I said your granddaughter came up to me and told me that Victor was so ugly, she didn't want to kiss him goodbye.
You mentioned
the
granddaughter.
Say that. You know, it's a funny thing, how he knew I was so ugly.
Larry, Larry, that is
can't a behave, but
listen. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Pipe down there, Pops.
These grandpas are tough to discipline, aren't they?
Larry, that is indeed a judgment call, but the judgment of this squared circle is that you should not have brought up the name
of the grandchild.
Of the grand. You could have said, "Your wife told me you were so ugly,"
or simply, "You're so ugly." But bringing the grandchildren in—that was the first rule. That was a disqualification, Larry.
Larry, you're out of here.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Merry
Happy
Christmas,
holidays.
Larry.
Happy holidays.
Bye, Larry. God bless you, Larry.
Okay. Now, hold on, please. We're going to give away that Furby right now.
All right. Now, Victor's going to the finals, right?
Yes, it's Victor versus Marcia.
Very good.
And let me put them together in the squared circle. Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
All right. Here he is, 75 years young. He's going to be taking on a woman old enough to be his daughter, 52-year-old Marcia.
That's correct.
Now,
battle of the sexes in the octagon this evening.
I'm going to make this one a 90-second battle. Give you an extra 30 seconds.
We want give and take, not run-on sentences here. We want to hear, you know, one side and then the other side. Of course, you don't need to mention names because we got a man and a woman here.
Come out with your dukes up. And remember, the grandparent that does the best will win the Furby for their grandchild. On your mark, get set. Start wrestling.
Ladies first, if you're a lady.
Yes, I am.
What?
Victor, your nose is so big I could fit my whole family underneath it.
Oh. Go on, say something else. I'm waiting for the big one.
Victor, you are so old, you dribble before every shot.
You know me.
That's such a grandma thing, isn't it?
Is that what you're telling me? You've seen me?
I know people your age.
You know people my age?
Yes, I do.
Oh. Listen.
Victor, Santa, you must be like Santa Claus because you only come once a year.
Oh, no!
You know that?
It's getting
well, your wife told me you were like Santa Claus.
Oh, dear.
I told you what?
He's fooling around on you.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Fooling around?
These are grand fair.
Hey, you know what?
What?
I would ask you for a date, but you're too old for me.
You better come back with something strong.
Well, my husband doesn't think so, but that's okay.
Well, I don't. That's not what I'm having me thinking. I know it because I've been around with women like you.
You have?
Yeah. And I tell you what, it's awfully hard for me to say something terrible about you because I don't know you. But by the sound of your voice, I really don't think you're a lady. I really don't. I think you're probably a lesbian, aren't you?
Not that one!
Oh, you mean I have my choice?
Oh, my God. Well, you're an old man. You can think whatever you want. You know, old men usually do hallucinate quite a bit when they hit 7, 8
plus. All right, listen, hold on. We have a knockout. Victor, you are the winner.
Out of nowhere, the haymaker, you're being all sweet, and then the lesbian comment.
Marcia, I thought for sure you had him.
Yeah. Unbelievable, Marcia. You were putting up such that you were winning every round, and then bingo, out of nowhere,
you
Victor.
Might be a lesbian.
Hey, you know what?
I had 4 good ones.
I know you
did. Marcia.
Just like a heavyweight fight, Marcia, it came out of nowhere with Victor.
May I say something?
Yes, what, Victor?
Go ahead, Victor.
It was awfully hard for me to act because basically I love everybody, really.
I know you do, Victor, but you know, this was for the Furby, and we had you in the octagon, and you just surprised everybody with your knockout punch.
Well, Marcia, I really do wish that
God bless you, Marcia.
Victor, I apologize. What I said was...
Hey, if you need me, I'll call you. You got it?
They're such nice grandparents, aren't they?
Are they nice? Well,
I truly apologize.
I'm not giving away too.
I'm not asking you to.
I'm stretching this promotion out till next week, and I'm sorry we don't have enough. Do we have enough to give away too?
Oh, come on.
I heard
it.
One day where we didn't give away any?
Yeah. Let me check.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, are you bleeding hearts? Let me check. Jesus Christ. Hold on a second. Here's our producer, Charlie Broyo. Do we have an extra one?
My heart never bleeds.
Do we have an extra one?
No.
Oh. Charlie, come on.
No, listen. All right. Tough toenails. Marcia, I'm very sorry. Victor, congratulations.
Yes. I got something to say to Marcia before she hangs up.
Okay.
What's that, Victor?
This is going to knock you out. If you really want it that bad, you can have it.
Oh, Victor, you're a sweetheart.
Oh, if you knew me, you wouldn't talk like that.
But your grandchild deserves it more. I'll go out and spend the $600 that they're advertising.
Oh, God bless you.
I'll be broke.
I wish I could meet you someday.
Nothing. Pardon?
All right, well, listen, neither one of you could guilt me into this. Now,
right.
Marcia?
What's that, sir?
Happy holidays, goodbye.
Yeah.
And Victor?
Victor is the victor.
Victor, congratulations. You've won the electronic Furby. The more you play with me, the more I do. I will keep amazing you. Teach me. Play with me. Care for me. Love me. The first gigapet you really pet. I say more than 800 phrases. I can play games, dance, and learn tricks. Yes, it's the Furby that all the kids are going crazy for, and you took it right out of that lesbian's hands.
That's right.
Listen, are you going to send that to me, or are you going to send it to my granddaughter?
We'll handle it, Victor, anyway. If you'd like us,
well,
we will overnight mail it to her.
She has no idea that, in fact, I played this game with you on a lark. I was just listening to you, and I thought, heck.
And look what happened.
Grandpa, I'll be one.
Yeah, look what happened. You won a Furby.
All right, Vic, listen, I'm going to put you on with a very young, exotic woman named Christine Kerner.
Yeah, she's Cratchit's assistant.
And
okay. I'll be careful. I won't call her a lesbo, I promise.
That's okay. And she'll work out the details with you. We'll send it to your granddaughter, or we'll send it to you, whichever you'd like, okay?
Okay, I'll tell her.
Beautiful. Thank you, Victor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
And hold on a second, please.
That's Victor. Out of nowhere, that was a haymaker. Yeah. It just came out of nowhere.
Wow. You might be a lesbian. We just boom, and she was down on the canvas.
He didn't have a chance. I mean, he was all bloodied, and she had him. She had the old.
You're like
joke.
Santa Claus. You only come once a year. Mm-hmm.
And then, in his delicate little way, you know, I'm a very nice person, but I think you may be a lesbian.
Oh, right there, we had a winner. We'll be
right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You lose our munchies tonight, yo.
Not me. I guess that'd be me. What do you guys want?
Get some sour cream and onion chips with some dip, man. Some beef jerky, some peanut butter. Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, a whole lot of hot. Make sure it's chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man. Some popcorn, bread popcorn, graham crackers. Graham crackers with the little marshmallows, and little chocolate bars, and we'll make some s'mores, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, y'all.
Also, celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch with blue crunch berries. Pizzas. We need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike. Be there or be square.
60-second interview. I love the 60-second interview. Here's the headline.
Ladies who give up purple for Lent. A 76-year-old woman who's crazy about the color purple is suffering in the name of Lent. Jean Rath of California, known as the Purple Lady, wears nothing but purple clothing and eats purple food.
Baby.
She's given up purple until Easter Sunday.
Oh, my God.
That purple food thing's what I want to ask you about.
When we only get these 60-second interviews, it's tough to find out purple food. You can find out all the... I know there's not a lot of blue food.
Right. There's grapes.
Grapes, there's,
I guess... Welch's jelly?
Wine?
That's about it.
Not many.
It's a purple diet.
And wine would be red, not purple.
Right.
Well,
and if
cheap
all
wine. If all our clothes are purple...
Boone's Farm wine.
What's she wearing?
Eggplant is purple.
I was going to say eggplant.
Mm-hmm. Eggplant is
That's
purple.
That's a purple hue
on the outside. Hello?
03-937.
Oh, no. That's where she's not there.
You know, what a shame. Leave your message... And God bless.
All right, I'm not going to leave a message. We'll call her back.
I see it, but I can't hear you.
Okay, I'll give you another 60-second interview.
All right.
Speaking of New York City.
New York City!
Burton Gilliam, who's best known for the salsa commercials where he says this stuff's from New York City.
New York City!
He's getting his own talk show.
Well, that's appropriate because that's where the New York City comes from on this show.
All right. Let's call him up.
His own talk show. Is that the guy with the cleft in his chin?
Yep.
The same guy that was one of the flying, the head of the Flying Elvises?
It's a cable access show, though.
Oh, can't be the same guy.
So it's not a real, but this guy in the commercial does that.
You've reached the Gilliams. Please leave your message so we can call you.
It's just like I always say, Don, nobody's home.
Oh, when we're calling, nobody's home.
So it's unfortunate, but, well, there are always lots of options with the 60-second interview.
All right. A sports memorabilia shop in Des Moines, Iowa. Has found a unique way to make a killing. It's putting the cremated ashes of deceased sports fans inside footballs.
Sports fans?
Yes, for $300. Sportsmen's Memorials will load up the remains of your deceased loved one into any sports object, including hockey sticks and soccer balls.
Hey, that sounds like seriously the most pathetic thing I've ever heard.
That's a 60-second interview.
To be interred in pigskin. Look at this. It's a football containing the remains of Vince Lombardi.
Ooh.
Scary pack of fans. Very scary.
It's me, Vince Lombardi.
I'm here in this Duke football.
And that did a lot of damage, didn't it?
Hello? Oh, now there was somebody there. Perhaps we scared them off with our DJ chatter.
Perhaps we scared them off because it was the ghost of Vince Lombardi.
Ooh.
Hey, Packer fans, would you like to be burned up and then have your ashes stuffed inside a Packer ball?
Wouldn't they be first in line for this?
Sure.
Packer fans? Hey, Packer fans.
Keep it right underneath your Green Bay Packer tractor that you paid $30,000 for.
Oh, I'd love to call that guy back sometime.
Packer fans.
Hey, Packer backers. It's Vince Lombardi here.
Wondering where to go when you die.
Whoa! Okay, hold on. Let's let him pick up the phone.
Knuts and Sports Seasons, this is Jay Sr.
Yes, Jay. Hello, is this Sportsman's Memorials?
Canuck Sportsman's Memorial.
Yes, hello. Start the clock, please. This is the Don Geronimo Michael Mara National Radio Show. We'd like to call you. We're on the radio now to do our 60-second interview with you.
Well,
we'd like to talk about dead guys' ashes being put inside footballs.
Yeah, right now is not a good time.
No, it's a great time for us.
When would be a good time for you?
Well, it's kind of a moot point because right now is a good time for us, and what we're already 20 seconds into our 60-second interview.
That would mean we'd only require 50 seconds more of your time. Actually,
okay.
40 seconds more.
Well, now we're down to 30 seconds. Okay, frankly, this is one of the most repulsive ideas I've ever heard.
Well, unfortunately, we had to cut our 60-second interview a little bit short because he only wanted to speak to us for 30 seconds.
Well, they're very busy at Sports Memorial. That's Canuck Sportsman's Memorial. We'll load up the remains of your deceased loved one. That's gross.
Okay, let's call back.
Hi, this is Jay Knutson Sr. with Knutson's Four Seasons Incorporated. Please leave a message.
You may start your message now.
Hey, you son of a bitch, you still owe us 30 seconds.
We wanted to do the 60-second interview, and we wanted to find out, especially about the guy that wanted his ashes put in shotgun shells.
Ooh, this is Vince Lombardi. Hey, Packer fans, put my ashes inside a ball. Whoa!
Christ, that's one of the stupidest ideas I've ever heard. I wish you would have given us the time. See, now in the time that we've left this message, your 60-second interview could have been over.
And we thank you, but you hung up on us, so we can't thank you.
Right.
Yeah. Boo.
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 This is Vince Lombardi.
You'll be sorry, Packer fans.
Hey, Packer backers.
Go, Pack, go.
I'm dead, and my ashes are inside this Duke football.
Would you rather have Grandpa in a grave somewhere, or would you rather have him in a ball that you could throw around with your kids?
Kids, now don't take Grandpa outside. Kids, don't kick Grandpa.
Wow.
Hey, kids. I'm in this ball.
Press 7 to review your message.
Oh, I love that.
3 to discard your message.
Want to hear it? Yeah.
Over.
Okay, let's hear it.
Hey, you son of a bitch. You still owe us 30 seconds. We wanted to do the 60-second interview. We wanted to find out, especially about the guy that wanted his ashes put in shotgun shells.
Ooh, this is Vince Lombardi. Hey, Packer fans, put my ashes inside a ball. Ooh!
Christ, that's one of the stupidest ideas I've ever heard. I wish you would have given us the time. See, now in the time that we've left this message, your 60-second interview could have been over.
And we thank you, but you hung up on us, so we can't thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo! This is Vince Lombardi.
You'll be sorry, Packer fans.
Hey, Packer backers.
Go, Pack, go.
I'm dead, and my ashes are inside this Duke football.
Would you rather have Grandpa in a grave somewhere, or would you rather have him in a ball that you could throw around with your kids?
Kids, now don't take Grandpa outside. Kids, don't kick Grandpa.
Wow.
Hey, kids. I'm in this ball.
End of message.
Very nice.
Perfect. That was a wonderful message.
Press 7 to review your message.
Yeah.
3 to discard your message and record over.
No, I want to send it.
2 to append to your message and continue recording.
No,
5 to leave a fax with your message.
Right.
8 to make your message urgent.
Yes.
6 to deliver your message. Message marked urgent.
Urgent. It's very urgent.
It's very urgent. It's Rob Williams. Williams.
7 to review your message.
It's very urgent. Okay.
3 to discard your message.
All right. And enough. Okay. All right.
2 to append to your message and end of message.
Technology.
7 to review your message.
All right. Oh,
enough.
Enough.
Hey, Packer fans. You know where I am? I'm hiding inside of this ball.
Ooh. We'll have to call that guy back someday. That is a stupid idea. All right, who's on the telephone? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how y'all doing?
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Buddy.
Hey, I got a news story for Buzz.
Oh, good.
I wanted to know if you guys heard, I guess it was sometime mid-last week.
Well, Buzz hates us when people try to scoop him on his news.
More help.
Buzz is very protective about his news. You got to know that.
Hey, we're just trying to help him out,
I appreciate it.
You know what the key is here, Buzz? The key is if he's...
Hold on.
Hold on, Mr. Helper.
Hold on, please.
If he's got something that's really good, right. You just got to really jump in there and stop him if it's something you really want to tell us about.
Don't worry. I'm
all right,
fine.
What is your news story?
Okay. Last week, Marilyn Manson got engaged to Scream Goddess.
We already had that on the show.
Oh, you did?
Old news.
Old news. Boo.
I'm just a big old geek then, aren't I?
Sort of.
Oh, man. Well, I got a question for Buzz then. You know how when
Hey, that's good, that's good. So you call with something that you've kind of stopped and ruined the show, but yet you're going to go ahead now and ask Buzz a question.
So, if you'd like me to hang up, I guess I'll hang up.
I'd like it. I'll put a gun in your mouth and pull the trigger. I don't think that's going to happen.
That's a little harsh, Mike.
That wasn't Mike. That was Don.
Yeah, you guys sound so alike over the phone.
No, we don't.
Oh, I really wish you'd kill yourself.
Bye.
He made the right choice.
He did.
Okay.
Not soon enough.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Buzz, I got another news flash.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, Buzz hates this.
It's Help Buzz Day.
Let me tell you something. Buzz really hates this when people do this. No. He doesn't say anything because he's easygoing and stuff. He won't wish that people would kill themselves. But off the air,
right.
He bitches about this constantly.
Sorry, Buzz. Trying to help you, buddy.
I appreciate it. What do you got?
Magic Christian's unemployed.
Yes, I knew that.
Were you going to share that in your news?
I wasn't going to put it on the news. I'd already discussed it with Don.
Yeah. Buzz had already told me we were going to do something about it tomorrow.
Right.
Why does everybody feel the need to help us on this show?
All the time.
God damn it. Don't we do a good enough job on this show by ourselves?
You guys are doing a great job.
Well, then why don't all you people take your ideas and shove them up your ass?
Okay.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome.
Got
him. So, since I wasn't consulted, Magic Christian got fired?
Oh, Mike, that's one of those things, you know, that I save to get a reaction.
I know.
Good reaction, too.
Boy, now I'm just thinking about it, though. Is he okay?
Well, we won't know till tomorrow.
We won't know till tomorrow. We're concerned.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Remember that good mood I had about 3 hours ago? Thank you, friends.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, my.
Please. No more ideas. Just everybody, if you got an idea for the show, write it in long form and shove it up your ass. Really don't care. Really don't. Me and Mike do a great job on the show. Buzz does a great job with the news. Rob does an barely adequate job with his duties on the show.
That's true.
Charlie Broyles barely functioning as our producer.
Well, he's got his nose in that grammar book all day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Just be happy with what we're doing. Please.
Please.
Please. Just be happy with what you're doing. If you're not happy with what you're doing,
shove it up your ass.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how you doing? You're right. Dennis cannot control himself.
Dennis Murphy?
Yeah.
Why so?
He was at the Maryland game, the Maryland-Clemson game.
Oh, dear.
And everybody that saw him, that recognized him, he had all the pictures from when he parachuted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he'd tie you up for 15 minutes going through all the pictures.
Oh, now, come
one
on
by
now.
One.
You were one of those people that approached him, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dennis.
Yeah, you're an enabler, sir.
That's right.
What you should do is just turn the other cheek when you see Dennis Murphy at his portal at a University of Maryland game.
You know, I wish people could be honest with us. I know you want to call and bust Dennis's chops here, but you know, be honest. Tell the truth. You just want to call and say you love Dennis.
No, come on. You're a Murphy lover.
I took up for him because I thought you guys picked on him. But when I met him in person and when I finally
yeah,
said
you thought we
I
picked on
who
him.
You are.
And now you're going to bust his chops.
Oh, please. Come on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
All right. It's official. I'm in a bad mood.
Hello.
Yay.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Friday's show since Dennis so proudly professed that he was uncircumcised. Maybe we could do a circumcision on the show.
Okay. It's another helper. This must be the helper hour.
Please. Mm-hmm. Please. Do we come to your low-paying, unchallenging job and tell you how to do it?
Never.
All right, then don't come to my low-paying, unchallenging job and tell me how to do mine. Okay? Please.
Okay.
That's please. Right. And if you want to do something like that, you know, find one of your friends that's uncircumcised and do it yourself.
Please, don't take this the wrong way. I mean this in a nice, positive way, but take that idea and shove it up your ass.
Okay.
It was going so well. It's somewhere along the line. Somewhere right after that 60-second interview.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, do you know that Screech was the valedictorian of Bayside High?
You mean in Saved by the Bell life or in real life?
No, on the show.
On the show, he's the valedictorian.
Charlie, did you just come in because this is going poorly, or did you really want to come in to tell me that we're running late on commercials? Because you never care when the commercials run.
No, I don't. But I know you like to leave at a reasonable time.
Oh, we got another hour to go at least.
I know, that's right. And I was figuring I'd help you along with recognition of the spot placement.
Okay, so we're running late on commercials.
Can I play the name game with you?
Oh, please. So we shouldn't take any more calls.
Do as you wish.
What would be your suggestion as producer?
My suggestion would be to break.
Okay, but see, I don't want to break because
why'd you ask?
Well, because I don't know why I asked.
Right.
Got to go out with something good. You got to give the audience something good.
And I think that call is located on the next phone line.
You think so? Let's find out. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Baldy.
I was wrong.
What the hell is your problem?
What's that?
What is your problem?
What do you mean, what's my problem?
You said you're in a bad mood.
I got in a bad mood because of that guy that called about Dennis Murphy.
Oh, well, you know, you got to expect that from these enablers, you know?
That's true. And you know, with that thought, I'd like you to roll it up in a ball and shove it up your ass.
Here it is, Mike.
What?
You need to just take it easy, calm down, go home early tonight, drink a beer or 18, and just chill out.
And as I said before, with that thought and with that idea, take it, put it on a cocktail napkin, take three other cocktail napkins, roll it up in a big ball, and put it up your ass.
I'm a folder, not a crinkler, Mike.
All right. Okay, all right. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Mike. How you doing?
God, what did I say about that call? That's what I said. This
you were
next
right.
call is
you were
be
right. The great
call.
One. Yes, great call.
Yeah, I know you liked it.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hello.
Listen, idea guy right here. Listen, okay. Watermelon. Okay.
What about watermelons?
I want baby. I want you to tell me what to do with it.
He wants you to tell him to put the watermelon there, I think, in that place, in that awful place.
Please, why? Why? Will that turn you on in some weird, perverted way?
It's part of a dirty joke, but I couldn't say it on the air.
Well, you wish you could get a watermelon there.
Yeah.
What? You can
We're not going to help you with your joke.
No.
He wants
you can do
standard...
the punchline. It's the punchline.
No. No.
All right.
No.
Well, sorry. I'm glad to be of help.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right. We'll take one more call.
Really?
Well, hello. Because our producer is very upset we're running so late on
yes,
commercials
he is.
Today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, my parents live in a football.
Okay. You know what? I'll take that.
That was wonderful.
I'll take that. I will,
That's right. That was a strong last call.
I'll accept that, Buzz, but your patronizing laughter kind of ruined it for me there, so I'm going to take another one now.
Sorry.
Let's be quiet, Buzz.
Okay.
You know, you're the guy that started all this. If you could just take some constructive criticism from our listeners, Buzz,
blame it on
we wouldn't have this problem. You wouldn't go over there and flip out all whenever someone calls with a news story.
I can't get that guy out of my head. You did a rough one, Dennis Murphy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey there.
Hey there.
Gentlemen, I want to say that you guys are doing the awesome job. I have no suggestions on how to make it better. Buzz, I have no news tips, and God damn, keep up the good work.
That's nice.
All right, but it was forced, though. It wasn't natural. It was forced.
No.
I hate to be a nitpicker here, but that was forced. That was not a natural call.
I'm sorry. I was driving down the road. I heard all these geeks calling up, giving you suggestions. I said, these guys don't need help. They're doing just a fine job.
I think it was from the heart.
Do you think it was from his gut? From his ticker, man?
From his ticker.
Okay.
I thought he was sincere. All right.
We in Spokane love you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
What were you waiting for?
I don't know.
One other thing, guys.
Yeah,
F you.
That's waiting for. We're doing a show too long.
Okay.
Commercials. For Charlie Broyle, who Yay. Wants us to play the goddamn commercials. And then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We'll take a call from Bob.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. I found the show completely by accident, and okay. I've been intrigued by the questions and answers, and I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay. What would you like us to answer?
Okay. I've had a condition around my mouth that my doctor diagnosed as something called toodle-oo-ass, and I'm not sure how I got that, but it involves chafing, and it gets purple and swelling, I guess, around like where the mustache and chin area would be, not necessarily on the lips.
Is it an underlying fungal infection?
I don't know. I don't know what toodle-oo-ass is, actually. If maybe you could tell me more about it.
Well, actually, you know what? I've seen it, and what I think about it is basically... It's not on the corners of the mouth where you have keloses, correct?
No,
it's on the top.
Yeah.
Do you shave there?
With the same razor that I shave my taint with. You think that has anything to do with it? And I borrowed it from Buzz Burbank, who I know has Farfalotus of the Blow.
Okay. But, okay. Well, that was an interesting call.
The Don and Mike Show.
Really interesting.
We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
General managers of the Dummy Depot, Don and Mike.
I want to call Kosovo. What time do
did we call Kosovo yesterday? Was it
a little later in the show yesterday?
Yeah. Maybe we should make our call now, then,
that
to Kosovo.
Earlier there, I think.
Buzz, is there anything about those three guys?
No, not about the guys themselves. The Yugoslavia is talking about putting them on trial, of course, and today the president saying that Yugoslavia had better take care of these guys because we take care of our guys.
Is there any more information on the trial? They say they're going to be put on trial tomorrow, and I haven't heard any more details as far as what they're going to be tried for and what, if they're convicted of, what could they get? I mean, are they going to have the death penalty?
It's like a kangaroo court over there, right?
Yeah, I'm not even sure what the charges are going to be. I mean, yeah, it is going to be a kangaroo court.
These guys, it was the job of these three soldiers to guard a very vague, nebulous border between Macedonia and Yugoslavia, and they got caught by the Yugoslavians, and now they're going to be charged with probably war crimes, something like that.
All right, well, let's call Belgrade again, being as we called yesterday.
Belgrade, you see the weather's cleared up today in Belgrade a little bit?
It's gotten better. The last week of bombing has been very difficult because of rainy weather. I believe that has let up as of yesterday.
I don't like seeing our guys on TV that. With their faces all bruised up and
no.
stuff.
No.
Dobro večer, Metropol.
Yes, hello, is this Belgrade?
Meh.
Is this Belgrade? Hey,
why you?
Why you? Don't you dare hit me in the head. You know I'm not normal.
And what they said, they were resisting arrest.
Of course, that's why
they call it arrest. You know, what arrest?
Like there was a crime.
And of course they're going to resist.
Of course.
Well, we're not pussies. See, we're going to go, well, yes, we quit. We quit.
Don't hurt me.
I think they probably roughed him up after they caught him.
Yeah.
What's my name?
Yes, hello, is this Belgrade?
Yes.
Yes, hello. Have the bombs hit you yet?
No.
Not yet?
We're calling from the United States of America.
Yes.
Are you Serbian?
Yes.
Listen, you son of a bitch.
Bomb 9.
What's that?
Bomb nothing for me.
Bomb nothing for you?
Nothing, no.
We're going to bomb you all the way to yesterday.
Yesterday, little.
Tell your leaders to send our guys back.
Yeah, yes.
You son of a bitch.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Coward.
Nice talking with you.
He didn't get the language enough.
All right.
Like that guy yesterday was talking about the cigarettes.
You know, you
USA, what is that? What is that? What is that USA thing, boy? I'll fix your wagon.
Yeah, the guy yesterday was giving us some lip.
Yeah. That's what we like, the attitude.
And, you called them yesterday and warned them the bombs were coming, and the bombs did, in fact, come. And they...
Yeah, but not to downtown Belgrade, right? Were they, 50 miles away?
No, even within the city. Air raid sirens went off.
Hola. Hola.
Pronto.
Hola. Hello, is this Belgrade, Serbia?
Yes.
What are you still doing? What are you still doing there? How come those bombs haven't hit you yet?
Just a moment.
Hello.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola, pronto. Nobody answers the phone like those guys in the Vatican. Pronto.
Well, this happened yesterday also with the transfer to somebody else.
Maybe they're sending us to the cigarette boy again.
Hello?
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 Yes, hola.
Is this Belgrade?
Yes.
Hello, we are calling from the United States of America.
Are you Serbian?
No.
Really, what nationality are you?
No, I'm Albanian.
Albanian?
You're Albanian.
Yeah.
Well, why'd you get the hell out of this country, man?
Why?
Aren't you one of the people that they're taking to the ethnic dry cleaners?
Are they allowing you to work there? What's going on? You work there and you're Albanian?
Yes, I'm Albanian, but I'm so sorry, I don't speak English well. And
are you somebody's butt boy?
And you? Pardon me?
Are you somebody's butt boy over there? I mean, don't I have this correct that if you're not Serbian, that you're one of the people that they're killing or making to leave the country, right?
No, I have no problem here.
Well, tell us what's going on there with you, since you're Albanian.
No, it's okay. Everything is okay.
Everything's okay. What about the people? What about the people that are?
I'm living here for 15 years in Serbia.
And you're in the middle of Belgrade right now.
Pardon me.
And you get along with the Serbians, okay?
It's okay. Everything is okay.
Hey, these...
Even my family in Belgrade, they have...
These Serbians, man, they're bad guys.
No, mister.
Yes. Yes, mister. And please call me Mr. America.
Uh-huh.
What about the families that are being burned out of their houses and that are evacuating the country?
No, mister. I have my relatives in in Pristina, and they're okay.
Is somebody pointing a gun at your head right now?
Pardon me?
Is somebody pointing a gun at your head right now?
No. Why?
We're worried about you.
Listen, I want to tell you something.
There is no reason to worry about me, mister. Everything is okay with me.
Well, everything's not okay in your country. We see pictures of people fleeing the country, and most of them are ethnic Albanians.
If I was you, I'd get the hell out of there. Do you have a target painted on your back?
I don't understand what you're talking about, because my wife, my kids, my relatives, it's okay. It's everything. Everything okay with us.
Well, everything's okay with you, but what about your fellow Albanians?
My fellow Albanian.
Yes.
I know only one kind of Albanian people, without arms and without any terrorist symbols on the arms.
Haven't you noticed?
Because we are living together for a very long time with Serbs and.
Hold on there. Listen,
I
Mister.
Understand the other part of my Albanian people. I don't understand that.
What do you mean you don't understand? They're all being kicked out of Serbia.
We don't support them. My family and myself.
Oh, you're a Serbian sympathizer?
No, I'm not Serbian sympathizer.
So Serbs that say are living, I mean, Albanians that are living in Belgrade, you're not all being discriminated against?
No, why?
Well, that's because that's what we see on the news here in the United States.
We see like 100,000 people a day running to leave that country.
And we hear that there are, executions of Albanian men in Kosovo.
Listen to me, mister. I'm living here.
Doesn't.
And I know everything, what happened in my city, in Belgrade, and I don't have that information.
What about Kosovo?
What about Kosovo?
Yes, what about Kosovo?
I left Kosovo 15 years ago.
Because if someone wants to get you on a bus and take you to a soccer stadium, man, don't do it. Do you hear me? There's not a soccer game being played there.
Pardon me?
Are you near the soccer stadium?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Are you near the football stadium?
Pardon me?
Oh, Christ. He doesn't speak a lot of the English. Right, no.
I don't know why you're still there, yet all of your countrymen are leaving this awful place, Serbia.
Because I have family here, I have job here.
And you get along well with the Serbs?
Hello?
Do you get along well with the Serbs? And do other Albanians that you know get along well with the Serbs in Belgrade?
Yes.
Really?
What do you think of the United States and NATO bombing Yugoslavia?
I don't like.
You don't like?
That kind of solving the problem here, but... I think it's a big mistake.
It's a big mistake.
That's interesting.
Yes, I think it's a big mistake, but
all right, let's see how you feel when they put you in that bus that you're going to a soccer game. Listen, don't say we didn't warn you. My name is Don. I'm also known as Captain America.
He's the super patriot.
This is my friend Mike.
Hello.
Occasionally known as Uncle Sam.
Yes, or the General.
We're just here to tell you. This is your warning. This is your wake-up call.
And we're concerned about your fellow Albanians in Kosovo that are being kicked out of the country, that are being made to flee the country. We're worried about those people, and so should you.
Excuse me, mister. Mister, hello?
Yes, mister.
Mm-hmm. You call me, I'm...
What is your Albanian name, Mr. Head in the Sand?
Mister, I'm still working here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I'm working here, and I have...
Okay,
and you have other, and there are other Albanians that are living and working in. There are other Albanians that are living and working in Belgrade, and they don't have a problem.
For sure, Mister. That's for sure.
Will you
for
stop
sure.
calling us Mister.
Why?
Being polite.
It's annoying.
Call us my friend.
Okay, my friend.
You're not my friend.
We're not your friend?
Why? Who's your friends? The Serbians? Those rats?
No. I have friends here.
Christ.
Albanians, of course.
All right.
We warned you. Thank you.
Have a nice time.
Right. You know, it makes me realize when we call Belgrade from now, we have to ask whether... You know, it just, you know, really, it's so weird because you get all this, you get the party line from the Serbs, you get the news reports where you see the ethnic Albanians being kicked out of Kosovo, then you call Belgrade, and Albanian
answers
the phone.
And what's the odds we get an Albanian guy, and he says, hey, things are cool here.
And is there a difference between an Albanian and an ethnic Albanian? And I've also heard about the rebels, the Albanian
rebels.
Yeah,
which the Serb government considers terrorists.
Right.
And they're the KLA is what it's called.
Always very
Kosovo Liberation Army.
I think that's the JLA, Mike.
JLA.
That's the Justice League of America. That's the group that had Superman and Batman, right, and Aquaman, right, and Wonder Woman.
If we had those, Don, if they were real, we wouldn't have these problems in the world.
Mike,
they are real. You know, Americans have been very popular in Yugoslavia up until this week. It wasn't until yesterday that they started closing movie theaters showing American movies. They have started damaging and vandalizing the McDonald's over there, but they've left alone the Levi's Gap stores that still remain open there.
Sure, you don't want to... Blue jeans, mister. You don't want to screw with the blue jeans, mister.
I'm trying to call another hotel now in Belgrade.
Is everybody as shocked as I am? That, I mean, I kind of thought that it was all very black and white over there. That, I mean, if you're an Albanian, that...
Yeah, I thought you're like dead meat if you're Albanian, right?
I mean, that's really the way it's been portrayed.
Yeah, but it's never.
I mean, I'm just
that
the
easy.
Average schmo watching the news.
Right. It's hard to understand.
It is hard to understand, right?
Well, how much you want to bet that guy we just talked to is dead by the weekend?
It could happen.
I bet so. Side bet on that?
I think that Belgrade, where we've called a lot, is kind of like, you know, before the bombing, you know, kind of like a normal city. That's the way that the news footage that I saw, it's, you know, it's business as usual there.
Mm-hmm. Except for blowing up their bridges and stuff.
Yeah, now we're getting closer to and more targets. That's what they said.
Hola.
Pronto!
Hello! May I help you?
Yes, hello. Is this Belgrade?
Yes, yes. This is Intercounty Belgrade.
Yes, I'd like a room for the weekend, please. Do you have any rooms available?
Yeah, yes, we have. Let me connect you to my colleague at reservation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's a suite, two-bedroom suite.
Yeah, I'd like a nice two-bedroom suite with a mini bar and a jacuzzi for this weekend. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, I'd like a nice two-room suite with a veranda, if possible, jacuzzi, mini bar.
We don't
and
have the rooms with jacuzzi.
You don't?
You don't have two-bedroom suites?
Sorry, just one second. Ako mogu malo samo tiše, ništa neće. Yes, for this weekend.
For this weekend, please. I'd like a nice two-room suite, your finest room.
Hey, why don't you go all the way? Do you have the Milosevic suite? The presidential suite?
Yeah, but I don't think it's available for the weekend, you know.
We pay extra for the Milosevic suite.
Okay, could you tell me, please, your name?
Yes, my name is Mr. Bania.
Mister?
My last name is Bania, B-A-N-I-A. My first name is Alan, Al, Albania. Hello.
Okay. I couldn't help him. Albania.
Hey, Albania, with you.
I want your best suite. I'm Albania. And you don't have to live like a refugee.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Oh, man. I'm your father. This is Albania.
Oh, man. Call again tomorrow.
Great.
See if they learned any sense yet.
Oh, man. Are you killing me with that one right there? Albania.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know that, you know, during war, like you're over there right now, all the phone calls are being monitored by the Serbs. Maybe that's why nobody will say anything bad about them.
That's a good point. That might be right.
Maybe.
All right, thank you. You can't really monitor all the calls. No. I mean, you know, they really can't.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes. I'm calling from Tampa here around.
Yes, Tampa, Florida.
Tampa?
Yes.
Yes, mister.
Yeah, Tampa.
I'm from Brooklyn.
You what?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Turn your radio down.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, you sound like it. Forget about it. Forget about it.
Forget about it, mister.
All right.
Mister.
I wanted to say something for the guy that you just called in Belgrade.
Yes.
Then he said that he was Albanian.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There is no such Albanian that now is in Belgrade.
Well, we just talked to him.
Now, can you clear that up? Have you heard that call?
I was trying to call you guys just to ask him something that he can show you guys that he's a real Albanian.
I
couldn't get through on a radio.
So you thought he was an imposter? He was not really from Albania?
No, he's not even Albanian. Mm.
Does it make any sense?
It makes sense because right now there are no Albanians except in Kosovo.
Mm-hmm.
So in Belgrade, you don't have any Albanian right now.
That's what we thought, man.
So there are no Albanians in Belgrade, so he wouldn't
He's probably, when my father was in Belgrade, he hung around with some Serbian woman, you know?
Mm.
And he got out as Albanian. But I don't know what kind of Albanian.
Is this guy giving us an April Fool's call or what?
I have no idea.
Mm. Why are you laughing?
So if he
Hey! Why are you laughing?
If he calls again...
All right, don't listen.
All right, goodbye. Hello, Dynamite Show. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Hello there.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm the winner of that contest. I just want to clarify, I'm the girl in the maroon.
Oh, at the Vegas-styled show last night.
Yep.
You would be Sandy.
Sandy.
And I just want to clarify that, and thank you guys so much. You guys were so nice, and we had such a blast.
Well,
glad you had a good time, Sandy.
Thank you for clarifying that for us.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
The Alan Mike Show.
Thank you. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. Where? In Philadelphia, at Franklin Field, the score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
I got some wacky tapes for you.
Very good.
Yay. Let me ask Charles Brahill, our wonderful producer, to come to the studio. Charlie, you know we've had lots of producers, and I told you this in private. I think you're the best producer I've ever had. You're fantastic. Mm-hmm. However, if you were a great producer, you would sing during the commercial breaks. And now
I don't have much of a voice for singing.
Let me give you a little example of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Today, the G. Gordon Liddy Show...
Enough said. That's why I don't.
Our friend G. Gordon Liddy was doing a remote broadcast, I think, from Flint, Michigan. And during the commercial sets, his producer, who is incidentally an entertainer,
right,
a disc jockey, mm-hmm, and a band leader with over 10 years of entertainment experience.
And a fine dresser.
Yes, fine dresser.
His producer, John Pop, got on microphone and sang. And
really?
Started singing the Beatles song, I Saw Her Standing There.
Wonderful.
And unbeknownst to John, we ran tape on that today.
Oh, joy. Oh, rapture. I can't wait to hear it.
So, Charlie, keeping in mind you're a great producer. However, you don't go all the way to sing during the commercial breaks. Maybe you could take a lesson from John Pop.
Charlie Broyhill.
Okay, I will.
All right, thank you, Charlie.
Bye-bye.
That's what a good producer does during the commercial sets. You know, keeps the crowd into the show.
That's right. If Charlie Broyhill attempted to sing, it would sound similar to Tom Gavin singing the theme from Green Acres.
And Mike, you don't know. You don't know how close you are. The other wacky tape I have for you is the new disc jockey tape we received today from Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Oh, yes. Now everything is just turning up roses now.
Every once in a while, we give Tom some airtime on the show, and he's right. Called a couple of times in the last week, and then he gets all full of himself, and he makes an audition tape,
right?
And he sends it into the station.
Good.
And here is the latest offering from disc jockey Tom Gavin.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear what Mama said? Let's jump back. WBR. I have 1.5. Perfect. Keep him up. This is Jeff Beck on WBR 94.5. Fairfax, Virginia, also Warner Cable 27. Give us a call, 703-8255. We saw them at him at MCI Center. Thanks for Steve. Steve, you have to give us a call, 703-560-8255.
Tom Gavin is a DJ.
Wow.
On his public access show.
I have a new delivery from Tom Gavin. Hard rock DJ.
Classic rock.
God, you like Jeff. Jeff Beck. WEBR.
What is his voice? 5.
Jeff Beck at the 9:30 Club. Wednesday. No, Monday. Let's call 703. 8255 WEBR 94.5. This is Metallica WEBR 94.5 Fairfax. It was called 703.
See, Tom works at a public access station.
I think I'm beginning to understand. Tom had a cold and thought he sounded better with his cold, so he taped himself.
You're listening to the Tom Gavin Show.
Here's Thomas.
Travis Allen, guys. It's WEBR 94.5.
Somebody, the man is telling him to follow a format clock,
yeah,
it sounds like.
Yeah, very, not a lot of the personality of Tom Gavin.
Too bad. Yeah, this is the Beastie Boys on WEBR 94.5. This is the Beastie Boys, WEBR 94.5. Fairfax!
What?
Fairfax.
Was he doing a jingle there?
You gotta fight for your rights. That's party. Party. Beastie Boys. How you guys doing?
How you
this
guys
is
doing?
Tom Gavin Show here. Trying to get my voice back. Yeah. This is the robot here now. Today is the robot day. Give us a call. 703.
We have to delete out the phone number.
WEBR 94.5. We're going to get something new. This is WEBR 94.5. Share. This is Share, WEBR 94.5.
Who's picking the music? Metallica and Share.
And the Beastie Boys. Tom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Laryngitis Gavin. Robot Show.
That's Share on WEBR. That's Turn Back Time. That's Share, guys. How you guys doing out there?
On WEBR.
Tom Gavin Show here. WEBR 94.5. Fairfax. Let's call. You know the number? 703-8255. Request lines are open. Give us a call. Talk to y'all later.
We found the next Pharrell.
Was that the whole show, Rob?
Show.
So they the whole show?
Somebody has stifled the creative juices of one Tom Gavin.
Hmm. Damn program directors always stepping on talented disc jockey's feet.
That of course, sucks. There's no guest either. And, you know, a lot of times his interview skills are great. His monologue skills are great, but his guest skills
are great. It sounds to me, Rob, like the program director got to him. Like somebody said, just the call letters and nothing more, Mr. Gavin.
Yeah.
Remember when he used to talk, you know, hey, 94.7. Well, he's like a little happier.
Right.
How you doing? Going to Europe. Tom Gavin Show. Rabbi Show. Yeah. Hey, did you hear what Mama said? Let's jump back. WBR. 94.5.
Fairfax. That's his little thing.
Fairfax. This is Jeff Beck on WBR. 94.5. Fairfax, Virginia, also Warner Cable 27. Give us a call. 703. 8255. We saw them at him at MCI Center. Thanks for Steve. Steve, did I give us a call? 703-560-8255.
2-5-5.
All right, let's compare that to old Tom Gavin air check.
Good. Do we have an example of the old relaxed Tom Gavin?
Yes, we do. Got Here's it. Tom when he had a looser format.
Sure. And a looser show. Yeah, but that was the style. See, I like this.
Yeah. How you all doing out there today? Today's Wednesday. Partly cloudy. 63 degrees. That was Lynyrd Skynyrd's greatest hit. Now we have George Thorogood and the Destroyers. WCXS 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia. Tom Gavin here. The one and only legend, Tom Gavin.
See?
Yeah. Had a lot more confidence in his old personality format, didn't he?
Much more. I'm much more at ease listening to him than that laryngitis thing. Still the same great mix of music, though.
Yeah, Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Gap Band.
You listen to Tom Gavin's show, 94.5 WCXS.
And I like the way you ran his board before, also. Mm-hmm.
Fading up the records.
Yeah, you listen to Tom Gavin's show here. WCXS, 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia. How y'all doing out there? I need some phone calls, guys.
There you go, guys.
That never changes, though. He needs phone calls.
Right. I need some phone calls. Give me a call. 560-55. How y'all doing, guys? We got Aerosmith called Crazy.
Come here, baby.
You know you drive me up. All right, now compare that to the new Tom Gavin show. There he is now. Smooth, honed, refined,
right.
Formatically correct.
Abbreviated.
Hate it when talent gets stifled, man. Sucks.
Oh, you like Jeff.
Jeff Beck. WEBR. 94.5. Jeff Beck. At the 9:30 club. Wednesday. No, Monday.
There's our boy.
We call 703.
That's our man.
8255. WEBR. 94.5. This is Metallica, WEBR, 94.5, Fairfax.
What's up, guys?
Call 703.
Tommy?
8255.
Frankly, hear the program director say, Tom, just introduce the records and you can give out the phone number.
What's up, guys? Robot show.
Robot. Travis Allen, guys, WEBR, 94.5.
That's sad. The Tom we knew is no longer on the air.
Show.
That's sad. But the music is still good.
Yeah, this is the Beastie Boys on WEBR 94.5.
This is the Beastie Boys, WEBR 94.5. Fairbanks!
I do like that. You see, you can stifle the talent, but it'll always, it's just like a dandelion. It'll always come up between the, you know, between the cracks.
Let me see if there's Tommy on this line. Hello, Donna Mike Tommy?
He shines through.
No, I guess this is love.
Hello?
Fairfax!
Hello?
Hey, Beastie Boys. How about
Don of my show?
Don.
Buddy.
Don Geronimo.
Buddy.
Needle Nose.
Phil.
Phil Connor. I figured out who Tommy sounds like.
Tom Gavin?
Yeah.
Oh, he's totally unique, man.
No, no, he sounds like Damien.
Damien, the disc jockey,
was in the car accident.
Is he still on? Is he still on? No, I mean, there was, I guess, a big controversy years ago.
Right, they fired him because he was in an accident. His voice got all screwed up and stuff.
Yeah. Hello, I think in fairness to Damien, Tom Gavin wishes he was Damien.
Hello, Tom.
Hey,
Tommy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Tom, buddy.
How you doing?
Doing great.
We got your tape, Tom. It was terrific.
Yep.
Tom, it sounds to us like whoever your program director is at your cable access station has really reined you in, that you're not doing the all-out, balls-out personality that you had been doing before.
Like which one?
Did your program director talk to you?
Yep.
What did he tell you?
He said I can send tapes if I want.
But what did he tell you to say on your show? Did he tell you not to talk too much?
Yeah.
Well, that's apparent. Did he tell you just to announce the names of the records?
Yeah.
Well, you know my advice, Tom. It's always to, you know, screw the man. You know, get out there and do what you think is right.
And did you make that tape when you were sick, Tom?
Yeah.
You weren't feeling well? You had a little laryngitis?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Robot.
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 Yeah. Tom, this has been another stimulating interview with you.
Yep. Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Tommy.
How you doing?
Two, three. All right, Tom. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Got to go, Tom.
Tom, can you spell program director? Or how about just program?
P-R-O-G.
Uh-oh. Tommy?
G-A-R-E-N.
Perfect.
Never let us down.
You got a great program there, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
Okay, he's not in here. Bye-bye, Tom. Bye-bye, Tom.
Contagious.
I'm coming to the next Las Vegas style on the 21st.
Okay, see you there, Tom.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. He wanted us to say, no, you're not. Bye-bye.
Nah. Yes, I am.
Why fight it?
Right. We can't stop him from coming anyway.
That's right.
The monster.
He'll be there.
Tom Gavin, the monster. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah, buddy.
I got a new business venture for you.
Really?
Making the porno flakes for Mark Rippon's new hotel chain?
Hey, Crickets worked real well that time.
Right on. Welcome back, Crickets.
Right out of the chute.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the commercials with Surf for Scared Straight on DC-50?
No, I haven't.
These are the most hysterical commercials on the face of the earth. There's nothing better than seeing Surf trying to keep juvenile delinquents out of the penitentiary.
Wow. I'd love to see that.
We gotta get you guys a tape of this. This is the most hysterical thing since Ernie Crying Head.
Is it Surf or is it his hair plugs doing the commercial?
Oh.
Is it just a set of hair plugs and a set of clogs?
Hair plugs of a 19-year-old face of a 75-year-old man.
Okay. All right. Hello.
Hi, this is Surf.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hello there.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about something I heard on Harvey Joel Fisher's show. I know you got a truce with him.
Not really.
Well, today, I mean, I don't know if you've noticed or heard about this trend that he's having now of having your show more like, you know, being more risque and, you know, crossing the line, but...
Well, basically, every time we do something on this show, you can be pretty much assured that it will show up in a watered-down version on Harvey's show 2 to 3 days later.
Bleached. Sanitized.
Yeah, for your protection.
Well, the most incredible ripoff that I saw was they were doing some sort of game show, or something was going on in their studio, in-house studio, and they played your Jeopardy music. And I've never heard that anywhere in my life other than on your show.
Well, you're right. Mike and I wrote that song.
Yes,
we produced that song. We arranged that song. How dare that son of a bitch. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, you won't hear that on any other station in the country,
well,
right?
That's totally
unique to this show.
Well, I'm just wondering if you...
Okay, please. His heart was in the right place.
Right. I mean, I want to bust Harvey's balls, but, right, you know, that's just a record you can get anywhere.
Jeopardy song, you moron.
Low money Jeopardy.
Time machine.
Future man. Future fisherman.
Fisherman from the future.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello there.
Hey, this is the Maze. I don't like that guy taking my radio voice. Gavin sounds like the Maze, man. He sounds like the Maze on acid. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
I'd like to compliment the Crickets again, though. They are 2 for 2, doing a fine job today.
Very timely.
Very good.
All right, thank you, my friends. Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.